Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer. Streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I poured it in my mouth and it just wasn't going down.
My first beer was an IPA, the best IPA I've ever drank. Mostly because I brewed it.
If you have a scale that is good for measuring cocaine, you're probably good for measuring hops on
cocaine. You're scaring me.
I think the information is awesome and the audio sucks.
There's some sugary water, throw some yeast in there,
and you're going to drink good beer.
Yeah, it's going to be good beer. It's fine.
God damn it, man. Oh, my God.
Now, live from the Brewing Network Studios in Northern California, this is the radio program for home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, and beer geeks. It's your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers together with, well, expert drinkers. This is the radio program with a head on it. This is The Session.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's another wonderful Sunday in beautiful Pacheco, California, land of the free,
home of the drunk,
home of the drunken people.
I love that new intro.
It's good, isn't it?
It's much better than your crappy old, like, I'm fake excited one.
Ouch! That's
wow.
That's the one that made us famous, you know.
Whatever.
Bebo's all ready to go, man.
She's primed for Drunk of the Week this week.
Yeah, I think that bra she has on's pushing her boobs up and her blood is draining from her head.
Yeah! I love the boob push.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Can I get a different seat? I don't need to sit across from JP.
JP's going to be staring at Bebo's boobs right. All show long.
Yeah,
that was like a conscious thought. Like, I was at dinner earlier and I was like, man.
JP's going to love this. Well, my video feed is down in the shower. So.
Do me a favor and turn this way every now and then during the show. Yeah,
reach over and touch this button.
Can you move that monitor a little bit?
Is that in your way, Doc?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, sure, what are you doing? Shut up.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We got a great one planned for you today. People have been waiting for this one for years. We've got Dan Carey from New Glarus Brewing on the program with us today.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a lot of good information today, I do think, and I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good interview. He's coming on about 5:30, so we got to get through things quick so that we can get right to it, especially because he's on that Midwest time, right? What is that, 2 hours ahead of us or something in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
So try to get him in here and get through the business and let him out early. We'll do all of that.
You said business.
It's been never.
Thank you. Okay, so Bevo. Going for Drunk of the Week today.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she started all right. It's because you have Martin Luther the King Day off.
I do.
Yeah. So you figure you're just going to cut
I started like 3 hours ago.
Started what, right after church?
Pretty much. It was like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, our other friend is in the studio, Terrence the Black.
Hi, Terrence the Black.
Black guy we know besides our listener, Token. And this poor guy, you don't even have Martin Luther the King Day off. Hang on, let me tell you that. You don't.
No, I don't. That's my people, and I
I have to go to work.
I mean, if there's like if there's one good reason to be black, it's to get Martin Luther the King Day off.
I thought that's how it worked. I was excited. Came out, I was like, oh yeah.
Who do you work for that they don't give you that day off?
Richmond Wholesale Nazis, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty much crap, actually. I'm thinking about calling in sick. Might have to.
I'm calling black.
Yeah, call in black. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I can't come into work today. I'm black. National holiday for me.
Okay,
and if they say no,
I hope you feel better.
Just throw down the race card. You'd be like, are you telling me, a black man, that I have to work for him?
Yeah, you're black. We can't tell.
It's bull crap. Can I say crap? Where can I?
You can say whatever you want, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. You can say bullshit if you want.
Shit.
Yes. Oh!
Sorry.
He's all happy now.
All right. Well, so Terrence the Black hanging out with us a little bit. We'll celebrate Martin Luther King Day with you tonight here for the hour or so that you're with us.
Power to the people.
Are we supposed to do anything special?
No, not really. I don't know.
Just going to hang out.
Treat malt liquor, something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Do you have any? Smoke crack? Whatever you got.
We could do that. You know what, I had a
eat some chicken, yeah.
I had a Moonlight Brewing Company malt liquor the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on tap at a bar I went to in San Francisco. I forget what they call it, but it's a malt liquor. And it wasn't bad.
It was good? Yeah.
It was pretty. It didn't really taste like malt liquor. I don't know.
Because it wasn't in a 40.
Yeah, because I didn't drink it out of a paper bag.
Yeah, the clear glass in that paper bag really...
I should have got that in the studio for us to celebrate Martin Luther King.
Bob wants you to know that it's not Martin Luther the King. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, no. It's Martin Luther the King. King.
Yeah. I know.
No, Bob has no idea.
I know.
Terrence.
It's the King.
Thank you.
He is the King.
Yeah. That's straight from a black man, Bob.
Yeah, if you're down with the King, it is always Martin Luther the King Day.
That's right.
I agree. So, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, that was no slip up of a description.
And Bub shouldn't be correcting anybody.
Yeah.
That short jerk.
All right, so a lot of things to get to, and excited not only to talk to Dan Carey from New Glarus a little bit later on, but excited to see how Bevo does as Drunk of the Week.
I think I'm going to do awesome.
Yeah, you got some big shoes to fill. I mean, maybe we can have you yuking on the air this week. Who knows?
Oh.
No.
How great would that be? Tasty's in the studio, and guess what? He's going to be christening our new studio tap, which is the urinal. Doc made a urinal tap for us.
Two shakes,
Mike.
And,
take the liquid out of the urinal. Don't put liquid in there.
Yeah. And we figure what we'll do is our guest beers, when we have brewers come in and they bring kegs, will always go on tap on the urinal. I think it'll be kind of a funny slap in the face. You know, like, thanks for bringing beer. Go ahead and hook it up to the toilet.
Bring your piss water. Put it over there.
So Tasty's beer will be the first ever poured through the urinal tonight. So you should feel honored, I think, Tasty, that you're christening.
Yeah,
all right. So you'll be hanging out, witnessing lots of landmark events happening tonight.
Can I just say Tasty's here and Tasty McShat is not here?
Yes, Shat's, that's part of my announcements too.
Okay.
No, thank you for reminding me.
Well,
Shat is gone this week. He'll be back late tonight. He went to a wedding back in Baston.
I'm proud of McDole for just showing up.
Have you been lonely all week, Tasty, without your little chat in town?
I haven't thought about it once, really.
Oh, that's not nice.
He drunk dialed me last night.
He did? Schumann was down in L.A. He drunk dialed me the other night. What's with these dudes drunk dialing dudes? You know?
It's kinda
they got
weird.
Nobody else to drunk dial?
It's kind of weird.
I can't wait for Chat to be back next week, too, because there is a new chapter in the Crazy Bitch story. They're happening. They're back on a regular basis.
Are you gonna tell this week, or are you gonna tell?
No, I'll wait
week?
For Shep because I gotta know some things about what happened so I can figure out the whole story.
All right,
but it was interesting.
Regular intervals.
Yeah,
all right.
It's happening regularly now. All right, a couple of announcements I gotta make, and one thing I gotta talk to you on a serious note for a second about donations and the donation page and that sort of thing. I was going through some numbers this week and talking a little bit to Jameel because I can't do math and he helps me with those sorts of things. But we did discover a couple of things, and with me looking through what those of you who are contributing are actually contributing, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So I've set up that donation page on our site, and people had asked me to do it for a long time so that they can be recurring donations. And you've heard me announcing this on the programs over the last couple months, so I don't need to describe all of it. You just go to the page, and you can sign up and forget about it. And a good number of you are so generous and have been very cool. And you can sign up for everything from like $2 all the way up to $100 a month if you know you got nothing else to do with your money.
Or you robbed a bank.
Yeah, or you won the lottery, whatever. A lot of you have really been just fantastic, and been very generous, and I can't thank you enough, and it's really helped over the last couple of months. But I do want to say this. I think that, in fact, I know that there's a whole heaping ton of you, that are not donating, and it's kind of okay that that's the case. I want you to think about a couple of things. Those of you who are now donating and being very generous, especially, I mean, some of you have signed up for $50 and $20 and $10 a month, those people are paying essentially for the rest of you. So they're really keeping the show going, and everybody else who gets the show for free, and it is a free show, you owe them a bit of thanks, because they're really the ones that are keeping things moving right now, and those are the people who are paying for everybody else who doesn't want to donate. And I also want to say this. I think maybe some of you are kind of like me, and you look at the minimum donation, you look at the $2 thing, and you go, well, you know, $2 isn't really going to help, so I'm not going to sign up. I can't afford more than that, and forget about it. I'm not going to sign up. But if every one of you, if everybody listening signed up for $2 a month, which is less than 50 cents a show, if you think about it, if you count the Jameel show and the Sunday show, and then I guess if you even count the other show.
No, no, count the Jameel show twice.
Count that one twice. That's a good idea.
Three times, and then this one once.
Plus, there could be other shows coming. You never know. We're always up to new things around here.
The Bevo throw-up show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really looking at less than 50 cents a download. That's less than a song off of iTunes. It's less than a gallon of gasoline. It's less than a loaf of bread. It's really not very much, but I'll tell you what, if every one of you signed up for just the $2 thing, you have no idea what this program could be capable of in 2008. We have the potential this year to really kind of break out and grow and turn into something even better, you know. 2007 was great for the BN. 2008 could be off the hook, if I'm allowed to use that word, Terrence the Black.
Heezy, I think, is what it is.
It's
right?
Off the heezy. Cheesy.
Okay.
Easy.
So, 2008 could right? really just be off the heezy.
Did I just get street cred from a black guy?
You might have,
nice.
Yes.
Appreciate it, man.
So, I just want you to think of it that way. Don't look at the $2 and say, well, what's $2? I'm not going to donate. You really should do it, because if every one of you out there did it, man, would we blow up this year. And I could really bring you a lot of new things from the BN. We could do a lot more festivals. We could broadcast from different places around the country.
Like the private plane.
Like the private plane. Yeah. You would be surprised at what we could do with $2 a month from each and every one of you.
I would wear sluttier outfits if they were bought for me.
Whoa! Here we go. Here's my wallet. Well, I got a plenty.
Bevo needs a uniform allowance.
You'll get plenty of donations.
Definitely a uniform allowance for Bevo.
All right, I'll tell you, I will make the promise that if each and every one of you signs up for $2 a month, we will give Bevo a healthy uniform allowance. And
healthy.
And not only that, that will encourage guests to come into the studio more often.
True.
I mean, anybody who
it's
thought,
true.
Well.
True. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Except me.
It's a win-win situation. Well, Sam wins, too. Like,
Sam you get to keep all these nice outfits.
Yeah. So.
I think Sam stopped playing to win a couple years ago.
I mean, this really could save Sam and Bevo's marriage, if you think about it, a couple years from now.
You already need spicing up.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just want you to think about it, and I'm asking you personally. I think that I have said before, you know, I'd like you guys to do this, and it's there for you if you can. Now I'm asking you directly. I'm asking you guys to sign up for $2 a month, because I really think we could do a lot more around here and make this show even better, the whole network even better, make every show that we do. So sign up.
Don't be embarrassed that you can only hunker down for $2.
Not at all. That's my budget, and I'm not embarrassed.
No, I'd kick Jay in the face for $2. Like, I like $2.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of, it's funny you mentioned that, the stuff we could do, because I remember when we were planning the GABF shows.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do this. Yeah, but we can't do
it.
Can't
afford it.
Yeah,
we
can't afford it, can't do this, can't do that. And then, oh, we should do this show or something on this. And there's just no money. There's no budget.
It always holds us back.
Yeah, and you know, we do have a lot of good ideas, everybody, just so you know that.
They haven't.
You know? It's just the needs
some
funding.
Some thought does go into the show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this whole community that we've built, and I get a lot of thanks, and I get a lot of emails saying, you know, thanks for the community and the camaraderie and all of that. Well, if you guys stand together as a community and you sign up, then you're taking care of each other. You're not just taking care of the BN and keeping this program alive, because a lot of those guys out there right now, they are donating, and they're donating for the rest of you. So if you don't do it because you like the show, if you don't want to donate because you think I'm a douche, that's all fine and good. Do it for the other listeners and
do
the other programs.
Do it for Doc.
And, do it for Doc's foot. You know, it'll help his foot heal. So that's all right? I'm not going to do this on a regular basis.
Rub a couple bucks on it.
But I'm doing it now, and I'm asking you to sign up for $2 a month, because it'll help us a lot. All right, the other thing I want you to do is, if you're not an AHA member, I want you to be a member. I want you to join the American Homebrewers Association. And you can do that through our store. You can sign up for a membership. This has benefits up the wazoo for yourselves, for us, for the American Homebrewers Association, for everybody.
If they donate more, can they have more of the other show?
That's the $100 a month one. Yeah. If they sign up for $100 a month,
yeah, that one, you
then
have
it's
to,
more other show.
Yeah, that I can't guarantee. Because, see, that's kind of, it's a counterbalance. As I'm trying to elevate the BN, if I were to give you more of that other show, it would offset the improvements we're making.
If there was another show.
Yeah.
Okay. If it existed.
Yeah, right. If it existed. Yeah. However, enough people sign up for that lunch meat donation option,
that
$100 a month.
I look at that ridiculousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, sure, I'll think about giving you more of it. Fine. And we might even do more dark meat then.
Yeah.
Which, now we're doing, every now and then we're doing lunch meat on Friday evening stock, and that's dark meat.
Oh.
And,
Look at that, Terrence.
Yeah.
The dark meat's the best.
of course, we won't be airing any of it tomorrow because it's Martin Luther the King Day.
Right.
So, all programming's
the
up.
The King.
In fact, we might have dead air all day tomorrow in silence for the King.
Why, because he's dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man, already.
Jeez.
All that street cred you earned is gone.
No, I'm sorry, man.
All right, so I want you to go and sign up for the AHA also, and you can do that through our store. It's the same price as doing it anywhere else. It's $38. You get Zymergy Magazine. You get all the other benefits, and I'd like you to do that. If not for yourself, do it for us. And then, of course, you guys have been great lately. You've been buying shirts and hoodies, and that's all still available in the store. And hats are supposed to be here first week of February, right around
nice.
There. And the hats are kick-ass Army
perfect
hats.
Perfect Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Show Whatever. Ideas. Go to chad@thebrewingnetwork.com. Don't send them to me. Send them to chad@thebrewingnetwork.com. He takes care of all of that now. And you can also get to JP if you want to. JP@thebrewingnetwork.com.
Hello.
All of that other show news team stuff, that should go to JP. JP@thebrewingnetwork.com. And then you can send your general feedback, which I have a ton of today I got to get through, to feedback@thebrewingnetwork.com. And, yeah, I think that about covers everything, eh, Doc?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm back in Mrs. Doc's good graces.
Really?
Yeah. Good.
I don't know, but she invited me for dinner the other night.
Whoa!
So apparently she's done a little turnaround, and I'm back in her good graces again.
Yep.
Have you, when last time you went over there, had you showered recently?
I do. I think I had cleaned myself that day, as a matter of fact.
Women can smell that kind of a thing.
And she probably realized it's not your fault that Doc's kind of a retard.
I don't know if that's the case. I just think maybe...
I love you, Doc.
you know... She believes that, you know, you're a retard by as much as the people you hang around with.
Yeah.
True.
Now, she let me hang out with the kids. She wasn't afraid that I was talking to the children.
I think I better warn her.
And she invited me to stay for dinner.
Yeah, when I told her Justin's coming over, she didn't make that face.
Like she just ate a bad sunflower seed or something?
She just chewed on some aluminum foil?
Yeah. All that bathing and charm is paying off, I tell you.
You have no idea how many times in my life I've seen that face. From the...
Hey, Mom, it's me, Justin!
From the significant others in people's lives, there is a standard face. I've been getting it my whole life. But anyway, I'm on the up and up right now. We'll see how that goes.
Good job.
Yeah. I was happy about that.
Yeah, I was amazed myself.
And she was looking fine that night, too. Even if she was a little under the weather, she was still looking fine.
Yeah, I had a house full of sick people all week.
Yeah.
Kids and wife, everybody.
That's never good. I was a little germophobic, I have to say.
I didn't tell him until he was over.
Yeah.
I have a question from the chat room. Are you drinking tonight?
No. When the new Glarus comes around, I'm going to try a couple little tasters, but no, I'm still...
Sticking to your Powerade or whatever that is?
Yeah.
Powerade and, what is it, Oxy?
Yeah. Yeah, if I have too much beer, I will be asleep. And
this will be Doc's contribution to the show.
Yeah.
Yep. He's out again.
Yeah, and then there go your good standing with Mrs. Doc.
Yeah, exactly.
if Doc comes home, just
that easy to lose.
Now we're gonna get
sedated.
We're gonna try to stay on the good track for a while. We're gonna get Doc home early tonight. We're gonna get him home sober.
All right.
We're brewing all day tomorrow.
Yeah, we're brewing tomorrow. So I could be out of the graces by tomorrow easily. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I was happy about that. All right, let's do some feedback.
Oh my
You've got mail.
Kick ass.
The techno version.
Yeah.
Got a little skippy there.
Extra there. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I just missed it every time or if that was always there.
That was a little computer glitch, I think. All right, I do have a ton of feedback that came through this week. Here, let me just get right into it. Justin, I just picked up from a podcast that you might be having the last Sunday in January as a no-show day. Just to let you know, that's a long weekend in Australia, and Monday is a public holiday. So there's a possibility that a lot of the Aussies might have been taking advantage of that fact to tune in live for a change. I know that he says, I'll be brewing that day with the intent to have a few mates around to listen in and call in if we get the chance. So hoping you might change your mind. I know you don't respond well to threats, but I swear, if you don't have a show that weekend, I won't be tuning into it. And that's from Michael in Australia.
See, Michael, that weekend is the NHL All-Star Game. So, you know, we have our priorities right here, bud.
Well, I will say this. There is kind of a problem with taking days off this month. We've got this three-weekend deal. All right, you got Super Bowl Sunday, which is notoriously a difficult show day for us, not because we care so much about the Super Bowl, but because everybody else does. So it's tough to get a guest in, and people aren't really paying attention. They're out watching the game. We've done shows on Super Bowl Sunday. I kind of want to take it off. Here's the other problem. Sammy's bachelor party is the following weekend.
Oh,
wait, no, not Woo.
In Tahoe. And so I could potentially make it back for the program that Sunday, but it's going to
be... That's going to be
but
rough,
why?
Dude.
Going to shape you. Yeah.
So I'm really thinking that I want to take that Sunday off. I don't want to take 2 weeks in a row off, so I don't have an answer for you right now. I'm just talking out loud about all of this.
And that's okay
that
to
I,
do.
That I don't know what to do about the days off, because... I think we might have to, see, if I take Super Bowl Sunday off, then it's going to be 2 weeks in a row off. Because I'm thinking I'm definitely taking Bachelor Party Day off.
I think you should.
You guys won't even be back. I mean, really, will you be back in time?
We'll still be drunk.
I could. I mean, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I've gone up there like Friday, Saturday, and gotten back for showtime on Sunday.
But how much did that suck?
It sucked real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it helps if you don't have a real job to go to on Mondays, you know?
Yeah, it does help.
How about a pregame show Super Bowl?
Like an early show.
Yeah.
To a daytime show?
Yeah. It ends and the Super Bowl starts.
Oh. That's not a bad idea. And then we could even come in at halftime and do another 30. Although I'd love to watch Petty at the halftime show. That's kind of the only thing I care about the Super Bowl this year. I want to see Tom Petty.
As long as he doesn't have, you know, a costume malfunction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a guy you don't want to
see. I
want to see
Petty's nipples.
Yeah, no, you don't.
His hog falls out or something.
I bet he's got a sack to his knees.
All right,
wow.
So
my mind didn't even go there.
That's exactly what
stay tuned to the website, Aussies. I'll see what I can do for you about doing the last show. I don't know. Aren't you off that week anyway, Doc?
Yeah, I'll be gone.
So Doc's definitely gone. All right, we'll figure it out. All right, here we go. Listening to some recent broadcasts on my iPod Shuffle and loving it. Good homebrew info. Good breakdown of Doc's Brew Day.
Breakdown.
And Justin keeps talking about the upcoming announcement. And you take a break before the big announcement. I, of course, fast forward through the break, and all of a sudden, another podcast, which I have on my shuffle, starts up. Thinks it's a mistake, backs up, but no. It turns out he spends 10 minutes fast forwarding back through the show to figure out what he missed, and it just keeps starting over again because I cut the show into two parts. So he's all angry and crying about it. Says, you asshats need to give some warning when the show is going to end and another is going to start. Insert a brief announcement or something. All that just for a crazy bitch announcement. Which, by the way, do not belittle that announcement. Yeah. It was a sighting.
Look, yeah. God, I'm all excited where he's racing around on his iPod for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it ticked him off. It got him involved enough, happy or sad.
I say mission accomplished.
In. So, yeah. F that guy.
Well, he wants a recount for Douche of the Year. Because
why is he? Why did is he going to win or something or what?
Well, and I got a couple other angry emails about this. Here's the problem: I don't know until after the show that I'm going to cut it into two parts. Things happen in real time around here, and then as I'm editing it later, I go, "All right, I want everybody to be able to listen to this portion, and I don't want them to have to listen to this next portion."
Right.
And a caller, one of our Drunk of the Week callers, calls in, and he's like, every other word is the F-bomb. I just thought, you know, not that I care, but it's not great radio. It's a little inappropriate. If someone's listening in their brewery, you know, so the pros turn this stuff on in their brew houses, you know, and all of a sudden someone says F this, F that, F, everything.
Well, I mean, even it's beyond that, it gets old after a while, you know? Just because you can say it doesn't mean you have to, you know, fucking glorify it.
Right. So I can't really announce in the show, you know, that this is a two-parter.
Right.
But let me tell you something, I mean, clue you guys into something. Every show has a written description. I write it myself, so I know that it's there. And every time we've split a show into two, I've said on it, this is part one of a two-part episode. And I know it takes all of like 8 seconds of your lives to read that description when your iTunes downloads it. But you know what? Stop being such a pussy and complaining about things and just read the description of the show. Like, what does it take you to, okay, I better download part two.
Yeah, shouldn't it say part one in the title?
It does. It says it right. It's listed everywhere. But the thing is, everyone wants to, like, go about this blindly and just, I know what they do, and it's fine. They plug in their iPod, then they pick it up in the morning before they go to work, and they go, and they expect things to be there. I'm just saying, if you took, like, the 3 seconds to turn on your monitor and you read the thing, you'd have known. All right?
You have to take into consideration who you're dealing with here, though.
But I don't think Beva likes you guys very much.
I know, man.
I do. I like you guys very much. I just get angry when I drink.
Yeah, you're going to be angry drunk in a week.
As she chugs
the half.
See if
we can come out the other side.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little Bevo feedback.
Oh, dear.
Dude, could you please frame Bevo's fiance for smuggling something illegal and lock her up in the BN studio forever?
No.
She is, by all means, the perfect woman.
Yes! Oh.
Not only because she's freaking beautiful, loves IPA, leaves drunken love text messages... But mainly, she's perfect because of this incident. I've been catching up on the old sessions and wanted to point out that someone pointed out Bevo's first on-air burp during the Clipper City interview. So that was a few shows back. He says, bravo. But what everyone failed to notice and mention was that the disgusting belch was performed like the timing was perfect. It was right after the brew guy who studied theater. His quote was, drama is easy. Finesse is tough. And right after he says finesse is tough, Bevo goes, bah! Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
After that, I realized Bevo is a rare, kind, a true gem, and all of you tards should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed that you could not win her heart before that other schmuck did. Whatever his name is. Steve, Bart, Bub, whatever.
No, wow.
Everybody hates Sam. Yeah. I like that. But it's because Sam's a total douche.
I totally hate him.
You don't have to know Sam to know he's a douche.
Yeah, you know what? It's weird. They hate him, but they idolize him because who else, like, really, who would propose with a squirrel?
Yeah, who could pull that stuff
who
off?
Who could pull that
squirrel?
Off? Yeah. It's like he's their hero, but they hate him.
Yeah. He says, I also enjoyed hearing about JP's horrified cats. Keep it up.
Jamil.
keep it up, guys. And by guys, I mean Doc and Tasty. The rest of you guys are just leeching off these guys for good beer, right? I would. And that's from Matt. So that was a good one.
Hey, Matt, go play in traffic.
Let's see. Here's another guy. Says he never listened to music anymore. He's just got our podcast on his iPod. He says, I owe you tons of thanks for helping me become a better brewer, especially Doc and Jamil. Thanks to you guys, I'm making yeast starters, oxygenating my worts, pitching proper yeast cell counts at proper temps, entering my beers into competitions, and each batch is better than the one before, and more importantly, I'm continuing to evolve and improve as a brewer. Also want to thank Doc for walking us through his brew day. I picked up some tips that aided my preparation and made my most recent brew day the most relaxing ever.
Nice.
Yeah. He says, not only was it a smooth ride, but I'm expecting this batch of California Common to be the best beer in my 2 years of brewing. And we can count on samples, he says. And he likes the new intro, by the way. He says, nice work on the new intro, too. I'm slugging my way through the archives. Ah, the Daniela era. After discovering your show last November and decided to jump ahead and listen to something fresh and was stoked to hear the revamped intro and his expectations for an equally engaging show were also met. Keep up the work. That's from Brian in Tampa. So kudos to you, Doc.
Nice.
Here's another angry one. I know all you Americans love yourself, but how about some content from north of your border? There are some damn good Canadian breweries out there. How about some Canadian craft breweries, eh? And that's from Igloo Brewery. Why do you gotta start with an insult?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta...
you Americans love your... That's like... Yeah, whatever.
Oh, come on.
It's a jerk.
I mean,
of course, he didn't name any of them.
The problem is, since I love myself as an American, I don't like hearing bad things before you ask me for stuff. You would have done better to say, "Oh, hail America and Justin," and then I'll get anybody.
Honestly,
you want.
It has nothing to do with being American. Like, just love yourself.
Just love yourself.
I just
what are you going to get all hippie on us?
I know. I just love.
You've gone from hate to hippie.
No, I.
I'm like a spirit child, man.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with being American. You just love yourself.
Oh, right. I see.
I just love myself, and Canada sucks.
Yeah, let's face it.
It's America's hat.
I mean,
it's America's hat.
Nobody likes Canada.
You know what? Canada. Am I allowed to say this? Canada
is whatever you want, dear.
America, the sequel. Like. It's America Part 2.
I think Bevo's getting hate mail next week.
Wow. I totally am.
I actually really like Canada. And they do have a booming craft beer
but,
scene.
I mean, it's Canada.
You're just jealous because they have free health care.
Yep. Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah, you got to send that stuff to Shat because he's the one booking guests. So if you want Canadian guests, send Shat some people you want to hear on the show and he'll take care of it.
And send some names, too. You know? Names of craft brewers.
Let's see. Here's another guy. He says he loves the show because now he has brew friends. He doesn't have any friends around him, so it's cool to connect with people from around the beer world.
So we got somebody some friends.
Yeah. He should go get some cats.
He says the interview with pro brewers and insiders rock, and the fact that you get some of them to say fuck is pretty fun,
too.
Whoa! So, yeah. That's from Guido Brew.
Yeah, maybe that's why you don't have any friends.
Yeah, I like Guido. Bevo, use your new toy down there, will you? Oh, and by that, I mean...
did you get your batteries with that?
I meant your mute switch, because I can hear you thumping
that's
away
what
over
I call
there.
It.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Here's a guy who's pissed off that I always bash Connecticut. Justin, you no-talent, asshat-wearing, nutmeg-state-hating hack. I've been listening to the Sunday Session for less than a year and have been working my way through the archives. Most recently started listening to that other show's archives as well.
Yeah, attaboy.
For the most part, I really enjoy the shows, but I have to take issue with you consistently dissing Connecticut. I, like you, was born here, and except for the 5.5 years I spent getting my bachelor's degree in Rhode Island, lived here my whole life. Sure, we have some lame blue laws on the books and can't buy booze on Sundays, but big deal. We've learned to stock up on Saturday. We also don't have a whole lot of great microbreweries, but that's why I make my own. There's a few other things that we don't have, including tornadoes, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, killer bees, but I'm not one to brag.
Chicken's disease.
But he's a world traveler.
Yeah.
Been all the way to Rhode Island.
I've been in Connecticut my whole life instead of that one time I was in Rhode Island. I think. I don't really know. I missed a sign, and I just assumed I was in Rhode Island because Connecticut can't be that big.
I don't think it was an island, though. I didn't see water all the way around
I didn't
it.
Cross no bridges or nothing, but whatever.
I did see a road.
He says, just to show that we're not all pussies here in Connecticut, he just tried his hand at a double IPA, 9.4 ABV,
wow.
99 IBUs. Blah, blah, blah. So he wants me to
couldn't
stop.
Go to 100?
Could, exactly.
Yeah, only 99.
Just one more.
What a jerk.
But he says, thanks, that's from Sheen, and listen, I'm allowed to make fun of Connecticut as much as I want. It's my home state, so F Connecticut. There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes, here's another, do you want some love, Doc? You want me to read this one?
Sheen, I think, is the one that got his nostrils burned.
Yeah, that's it, that's that dude.
Glad to do it, man.
Here's a sappy, nice one for Doc. Sometimes one tends to ignore the greatest things in life because they seem to just always be there, and I think that sucks.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a card.
Yeah, let me, hang on, let me get us some good music for.
Oh God, sappy music.
Yeah, really sappy stuff.
Let's see what. That's not good. That's it's more of an award.
That's your award ceremony.
Is your question?
Where was I? Case in point, Doc. He's an extremely cool beer geek, brilliant and good-natured beyond belief, that has decided to hang with the Brewing Network through thick and thin. How in the hell did we get so effing lucky? It's sort of like Bill Gates hanging out with a bunch of data entry clerks. Doc's a fun guy that obviously really enjoys lots of the finer things in life. That he has included the BN Army in his list of those finer things is just plain awesome. I, for one, am really happy that Doc's choice of friends is just a little bit suspect, because we retards win big time. I was really worried about Doc after Polgate. For mere mortals, that could have been the last straw. Having him back in the saddle on the 13th session was a gift from the gods.
Wow.
This guy really loves you, Doc.
Put the music back on.
Yeah.
Jeez. Hey, keep it coming. I like this.
I'm pretty sure he's about to swallow. Hang on. My ultimate respect goes out to Doc. I'd be honored to clean his mash tun or swab his brew house floor. I look forward to many more years of his selfless dedication. Thank you, thank you, thank
you. That just
sounds
dirty. Yeah.
And that's from Staff Sergeant Chris in the BN Army Southern Support Division.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
He loves you.
Couldn't have been your brother. He wouldn't have said those things.
No, he wouldn't have said anything nice like that. Either one of my brothers.
Here's a guy who now writes for Beer Magazine who wanted to thank us too, Doc. That's Doc's new favorite mag.
Oh, yeah.
This with all the skanky chicks in it.
Yeah, well, I gave you my copy. Did you get to read that?
I looked at the pictures, yeah.
There are words in there?
Says, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone at the BN for working your asses off, pouring out great entertainment information. Allow me a total Mo moment here, but I just have to say you guys are a great inspiration, and the sense of camaraderie you instill in people you've never met is something special. A few months ago, had the opportunity to become the homebrew writer for Beer Magazine, and after listening to your shows for the last few years, I now had an ace in the hole. Being able to hear what other brewers are doing across the country keeps my brewing fresh and interesting. Thanks for helping me combine my two passions in life. And that's Sergeant in the BN Army, Rob Sterkel, in the forum. P.S. Long live the gay prince.
Wait a minute.
I was wondering who was doing the writing for the homebrewing thing, because they do bring it strong. It's not just a beer magazine about commercial stuff.
Rob Sterkel's
doing
it.
So why aren't we in them?
We are.
Yeah, Doc has a quote in one. You didn't give me the issue with your quote in it, did you?
Yeah, I think that's one.
That's this one?
Yeah, it's on there.
I got to take... we're having the guy from the beer magazine on the show.
Yeah.
I got to have a little talk with him.
Okay.
Because this issue you gave me has beer on the web, a whole beer on the web feature. And we're not included.
Yeah, I noticed that. We're in the first issue.
We are?
Beer on the web, yeah.
Oh.
So we're in the first one.
Oh, all right. Well, I take it back then. All's fine. It's a fantastic magazine.
Should be in twice.
I don't think there's a better magazine out there right now. How about that?
Yeah, but we're going to get him on the show and talk about their mag and drink beer and have a good time.
Yeah, he's going to come up and do the show live, right?
Yep. That's what he said he'd like to do.
All right, cool.
Works for me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it is break time, my friends, and when we come back, Dan Carey from New Glarus Brewing Company. So stick with us. It's going to be a great interview. We got a full studio of people, including Terrence the Black, helping us celebrate Martin Luther the King Day. So
power to the people.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Jamil John Palmer book, Brewing Classic Styles. If you've been waiting to get your autographed copy, that's it. They're out. They're gone.
Did you miss your chance for a signed copy of Brewing Classic Styles? Well, this holiday season, the Homebrew Book of the Year meets the Homebrew Book of the Decade. And they're both signed. That's right, Brewing Classic Styles by Jamil Zainashev and John Palmer and How to Brew by John Palmer are available for a very limited time this Christmas in the Brewing Network store. How to Brew is the book for first-time brewers and brewing veterans alike. Brewing Classic Styles is your recipe roadmap to award-winning beer with specifics on every beer style in the BJCP guidelines. This limited package is now the only way to buy a signed copy of these legendary home brewing Bibles. Get your package before this offer runs out, only at the Brewing Network store, your homebrewing home for the holidays.
Bring us go.
that you can not only order from More Beer online at morebeer.com and receive free shipping on most orders over $59, but you can also shop in person at their two retail locations located in Concord and Riverside, California. In fact, the Concord facility has grown to over 15,000 square feet to fit all the new products, expanded showroom, and new Knowledge Center classroom. And now, in conjunction with the Brewing Network, More Beer is making it easier than ever to keep up on what's happening. Download the More Beer Monthly Podcast by clicking podcast at morebeer.com. You'll learn about More Beer's history, sales and discounts on More Beer products, get to know team members, and hear ways to save you money. They're also launching a brand new website soon with more features and a better online shopping experience. So go to morebeer.com or call 800-600-0033. That's 800-600-0033.
This is www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Sit down next to it, grab yourself a paper towel, and watch those yeast have sex.
You're listening to The Brewing Network.
The Brewing Network, saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Great, great, great show we got going on for you today. And we got to get right to it. We've only got Dan Carey for about an hour, but he is hanging out with us straight from Wisconsin. Is there a ghetto way to say the Wisconsin hood, Terrence?
No.
No,
it's
just
not. Wisconsin.
Whiskeezy?
Dan Carey from New Glarus Brewing Company is on the air with us. How are you, Dan?
Good. How about you?
We are doing fantastic and just really happy to have you on the program. So thanks for being
here. Thank you.
Of course, you can go to NewGlarusBrewing.com and look at all the beers that we're going to be talking about tonight with Dan and find out a little more about him yourselves. You can link to it right off of our homepage if you want, or you can type in NewGlarusBrewing.com and kind of follow along as we're looking through that and talking about the beers. What time you got over there, Dan?
Yeah, it's about 7:40.
Okay, so not too bad. You're not. We've had European guests on before that are on in the middle of the night with us. Those poor jerks. So Dan, we'll try to let you go. We're going to try to get through everything in an hour for Dan. So if you guys have questions at home, get them into me now. 888-401-BEER is our phone number if you want to call in and ask yourself, or you can join Bevo in the chat room and ask your questions there. So let's talk a little brewing history with you first, Dan. How long you been doing this shtick?
I started brewing when I was in college. That would have been probably about 1980, I would guess.
I think that's before Bevo was born.
It was. I was born in 1983. And Terrence, the black.
He was born in 83, too?
No, he was born in 80. Whatever.
So you've been doing this for a while, Dan.
Yeah, I have.
All right.
I have.
And I noticed, I did a little research on you. I'm kind of a stalker when we get guests on here. And you used to work for Anheuser-Busch as well.
Yeah, I did. I worked in Fort Collins, Colorado for 3 years.
What'd you do for those guys?
I was a supervisor in the fermenting cellar and finishing cellar. Okay. Made lots and lots and lots and lots of beer.
I bet. Doc wanted to know, let me just tell you who's in the studio so you know who's firing questions at you, too. We've got JP, my co-host, and Tasty's a guest host. He's with us. And then Doc, my other co-host. So we'll all be firing questions. Doc wanted to know which lever you had to pull at Budweiser. He didn't think it was real brewing going on over there.
No, that's you know, I can understand how you would think that. But really, it's brewing, no matter what the scale, whether it's 5 gallons or 1,000 barrels, it's still really an art, you know. It's still a craft, even though you might have machinery to help you. It's still a creative process.
Sure. And do you feel that you learned a lot working at a facility of that scale?
Yeah, a lot about the discipline of brewing and quality management of quality. You know, how to keep things in order. Brewing's it's a marriage of not only art, but it also has lots of science and technology and engineering. So I learned a lot about that working for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, I would think that's probably the best thing you get because they are some serious scientists working at AB. So
yeah, well, they have, you know, they're good. They're so huge. They have lots of good what are called SOPs or standard operating procedures and how things are done. And you can imagine with such a large, I think there's a dozen breweries around the country, you really need to have all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also have a pretty extensive brewing education. You're a graduate of Siebel, is that right?
Yep, and UC Davis.
Oh, and Davis. Did you do the whole program here at UC Davis?
Yeah, I had a bachelor's degree.
You did? Okay. And then I saw also Institute of Brewing and Distilling.
Yeah, they have. Well, you know, when I graduated from Davis, this was, you know, back in the early 80s, and when you would go around and say that, the Germans would kind of turn their nose up to it, that, well, you know, we have a certification in Germany. And there was nothing like that in the United States. And I can understand a little bit of German, but I could never go to school in Germany. So
yeah.
The Institute of Brewing and Distilling has a certification basically for the Commonwealth countries. And so it's a fairly rigorous examination process. So I studied very, very hard and went through all of their sets of exams to become a master brewer, certified master brewer, which means, you know, in the Commonwealth countries like, you know, Canada and South Africa and England and Ireland and all of those places, it's a fairly important document.
Okay.
But,
all right. And was all of this prior to your work with Anheuser-Busch?
There's really two levels of certification. When you graduate from university, you take a first set of exams that used to be called the associate exam, and that examination allowed you to go to work in a brewery as sort of a mid-level position, and then after some years of experience, you were able to take their master brewer examination, which was a much more practical and rigorous examination. And I took that when I was at Anheuser-Busch.
Okay.
I studied independently for that.
I see. So did you ever, I mean, it sounds to me that your entire career plan was to be in brewing. Did you ever have anything else going on before brewing?
No, you know, I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
I've been working in the food, I'm 47 years old, and I went to work in a food plant as a supervisor in a peach cannery in Emeryville, California, when I was 19.
Oh, yeah.
Summer.
Okay.
So, Del Monte. So I've been working in the food industry for almost 30 years.
Wow. All right. And why, see,
makes me sound old, doesn't it?
You're definitely not only not the oldest guy in the room, but not the oldest one we've interviewed, so don't feel bad.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You are, however, the only one who's ever lived in Emeryville. And for that,
oh, no, I didn't. I lived in San Francisco, but
okay.
I used to work in Emeryville.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Which is quite an experience in itself.
I went to school in Emeryville.
You did?
Oh, that, you did?
Yeah.
I did.
What, did you remember the peach cannery? It's probably gone now. It was a big Del Monte peach cannery.
I don't know if it's there anymore or not.
I don't think so, no.
Terrence says it's gone. Terrence knows Emeryville.
Like, this was only like maybe like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like 100 years ago when I was there.
Yeah. So when did you end up in Wisconsin?
Well, actually, I was working for a small brewery. When I graduated from college, I was tired of the traffic of San Francisco. I was tired of trying to find a parking space.
And yeah.
I was tired of traffic jams, so I moved to Montana, and that's where I met my wife. And I was working in a brewery, and she was doing the marketing at the brewery. And we got married, and she was originally from Wisconsin, and she always kept saying that she really wanted to go back home. She really wanted to go back to Wisconsin. So when we left Anheuser-Busch, she said, you know, let's just move back home and start a brewery. So that's how we ended up here.
Oh, very nice.
So that was your trade-off. You got to,
yeah.
You had to go to Wisconsin.
But you know,
but
I really
said,
like
let's
it
open
here.
A brewery.
I really do.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean to talk about it as a place that you end up. I didn't
mean
right.
Flyover country.
Yeah. I have.
No, I really like it here.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, you've been there for a while now, and
yeah,
I got to say,
years.
The only thing that I have to complain about in Wisconsin is that your beer doesn't leave Wisconsin, my friend. That's
yeah. Well, you know, that's we've decided that we really don't want to be a big brewery. We're not really marketing driven. We're not distributor driven. We just really want to brew the best beer that we can.
Yeah.
And that we really understand. My wife really understands the Wisconsin market.
Okay.
And it's very, very easy for us to sell beer here.
Well, that's, and
there's diminishing returns the farther you get from home, you know.
That makes sense.
That's smart, actually.
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to say, your anti-marketing campaign is great marketing, because I'm sure you know, everybody talks about you. Everyone talks about New Glarus.
Funny.
And it's one of those beers that, you know, people say, wow, I can't wait until someday I get my hands on a bottle of New Glarus.
And, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'd be pretty excited about that if I were you. We had a listener, he sent us some of your beer. So we've actually got a few to try while you're on the air with us.
Cool.
And Tasty wants to know what you're drinking.
What am I drinking right now?
Yeah, right now you should have one.
Nothing. I'm standing in my standing in the kitchen. Maybe I should grab a beer.
Yeah, you got to. I'm afraid we can't continue this interview unless.
Justin, ask him.
Hold on. I'll grab a beer. I got a Bock beer in the refrigerator here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, here's an Oosterbock.
Yeah. Hey, Tasty, you can go ahead and ask questions today. I'll let you. I think did I ground you last week or something for talking too much?
No.
Mike just likes to be unassuming. Justin, what's he drinking?
Hey, will you tell Dan that I think he's great?
Be nice to Tasty. I love him.
Hey, Justin, ask Dan what beer we should drink.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to ask you what beer we should drink. We've got three different ones. We've got Oofta, which is what Tasty wants to open.
Isn't that what you're having, Dan?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're going to have here.
All right, if he's having it, we'll have that. There you go. Tasty has decided.
That's a pretty big beer. If you got something lighter, you should start with that, because that's...
Well, it's too late now.
He already opened it.
It'd be fun to talk about this beer while you're drinking it as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it pronounced Oofta?
We can have a little now and more later.
And we're also trained professionals. I don't know if that comes across very much.
Okay, so you're okay to do that.
Yeah, we're all right.
Yeah, whereas you went to school for brewing, we brewed while we were in school.
And my palate's already destroyed.
So what do you guys want to have, the Oofta, or you want to go on a
Yeah, let's go Oofta. If he's having that, that's a good idea, Tasty. So, and is that, are we pronouncing that right, Dan?
Oofta, yeah. Oofta is kind of a Norwegian expletive.
Ah, perfect. I like your naming
kind
style.
Kind of a Wisconsin joke, I guess. There's a lot of Norwegians around here. Or Americans of Norwegian descent.
What is the expletive equivalent to or close to?
Well, Oofta is kind of like when you stub your toe.
Ah, okay.
You know, or like when you walk outside and it's really, really cold, you say Oofta.
Ah, or so if you fall down and break your heel, you might say Oofta, Doc.
No.
Next time.
Oh,
yeah.
Mother
of the... Okay. All right, so we're going to try that. Let me get this in front of me here. And while we're tasting this, too, and everyone's kind of going around and doing that, I want to give props to your wife, Dan. I was also reading. She's kind of... You give her a lot of credit on the website there that she does everything, and you just brew beer.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she's the smart one. She's the entrepreneur. I am definitely not an entrepreneur. I'm much too pessimistic to be an entrepreneur. So she's the one that can. I always say that an entrepreneur is one that can see around the corner. You know, everybody thinks that entrepreneurs are take chances, but really they don't. It's because they can see with certainty.
Yeah.
They are successful entrepreneurs.
Okay. Well, she's apparently doing a great job. You guys are about to expand to a whole new brewery. Is that right?
Yeah, we've built a new brewery, and we're actually brewing in it. Hopefully this week we'll start kegging out of it, which is kind of exciting.
Okay.
It's been a little over 2 years that we thought of the idea of building a brewery till now that we're ready to make beer, and it's been a monumental task for us.
Yeah, our producer Chad was telling us, when he tried to call and get a hold of you, you guys are so busy with it, he was told, you know, I'll give him the message, but Dan will probably not get back to you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that they kind of make people run the gauntlet. But I am really, really, really busy because we're a small company and it's a fairly major project for us. And I'm kind of chief cook and bottle washer, so I get up and I run and then I come home and go to bed. So.
Ah, gotcha. Now, I got a little information that a friend of ours, a man we've had on the show and like very much from Brewery Omegang, Randy Thiel, is going to work for you now.
Yes, he is. February 18th will be his first day.
You got to be happy about that. He is a fantastic brewer.
Excited.
Yeah.
He's just the perfect fit for our company. He's just so talented and so easygoing and just perfect.
Listeners, if you're
running our quality control department.
Okay. And now, will he be doing some brewing with you as well? Or he will?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of bottle-fermented beers, and we're starting to make more and more bottle-fermented beers, and someday I'd like all of our beers to be bottle-fermented.
Really?
And he's really kind of an expert on that, as well as the whole Belgian tradition. And so I'm sure he's going to help us in many, many ways.
Yeah, really good addition. Listeners, if you can go back through our archives and find the Almagang show, and Randy was on. Also, there's a video on the site of Brewery Almagang where he kind of guides us through it. And he's a cool dude. When I read that, I was pretty happy for both of you.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. We're real excited.
Can you tell me a little bit about Ufta, since that's what we're drinking?
Well, Ufta, obviously, it's a Bock beer. It's a dark Bock beer. It's made with mainly Germanic malts. It's meant to be, it's about 18 degrees Plato. I don't know what that is in specific gravity.
Oh, we can figure it out.
1072.
Yeah,
1072, that sounds right. So it's a very malty and rich beer, but we try to not make it too sweet. There's a little bit of hops in the background, but obviously it's a malt accented beer. Lots of caramel malt, very bready, and hopefully rich beer. Good for winter drinking.
Yeah, it is a nice winter drinking beer. It's really balanced, isn't it, guys? This is a smooth beer.
It's more on the dry side than you would think. It'd be more on the sweet side, but it's nice.
You know, that's one thing. I've been trying to, Wisconsin and the Midwest in general has been known for liking sweeter beers, but obviously, beers that have more bitterness are much more drinkable. So it's hard with a Bock beer because sometimes they can get so sweet that it's like, it's too syrupy to drink. So I keep pushing the hops just a little bit.
And it's a little bit hoppier, but it's also not over the top with the mouthfeel being too much, too.
For 1072 beer,
it's not thick and cloying like you would think out of 1072 beer.
Right, right.
It's a nice one. I think we've got two bottles of this one, too, fellas. So
this is really good.
We can finish it later. You like that, Bevo?
I do.
Let's drink the next one.
I could just be totally drunk right now, but does it have like a chocolate flavor a little bit to anybody else?
You're right.
No.
Yes!
It doesn't. Get out of here.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love when I'm right.
It's learning already. Fantastic. Yeah, you want to tell us where you get that chocolatey flavor, Dan?
Well, we use lots of Weyermann. This is sort of a technical show, right? So everybody knows.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You can be as geeky as you want. Yeah.
So it's Weyermann Dark Munich Malt, lots of Breese Caramel 20, and some Carafa 2 Special, the dehusked malt from Weyermann.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And a little bit of Weyermann Pils Malt, too.
Yeah. All right, since we're short on time, I want to make sure, I want to start it now so that we can really get into it. Sour beers, all the rage right now. We love them around here. And the first time I ever had your beer was actually at the GABF 2 years ago. And it really was kind of the talk of the GABF, especially among our listeners. We met a bunch of our crew out there, and they all kind of said, hey, did you go over and get the Belgian Red yet? Have you tried the New Glarus Belgian Red? And between that one and your Raspberry Tart, people just go crazy for those two beers. I mean, we could eat. If I had bottles of that, I would put it on eBay right now. I mean, people love those two beers. So can we talk a little bit about how you age these different beers? Do you use oak and what kind of bugs you're putting in things to get sour? Maybe we can start just with the Belgian Red.
Well, the fruit beers are obviously made with a sour brown ale base beer. And I can't talk too much about them because I can't tell you that when we went to Belgium and, I don't know, like in 1986 and just loved all the lambic beers, and I spent a long time trying to figure out how to make something, that was my own, a little bit different than what they do, but, so I can't really talk too, much about the process of making the beer because it's pretty unique, but I can tell you that it's we don't use any, although we do use Brettanomyces in other beers, we don't use it in these beers. I think you probably know that by the taste, but it's mainly lactobacillus bacteria and a little bit of acetic acid bacteria, but it's, and then of course we use an ale yeast to ferment it.
You do, okay. Now, in the Belgian style, they're using local wild yeast. They're opening up the windows and letting kind of the local Belgian things jump in there. Do you do any of that with your wild yeast there in Wisconsin?
No, there's really not really much wild yeast involved in it, but we've always used, well, not always, for about the last 12 years. We've used oak vats, 3,000-gallon oak vats. They're old wine vats. So they, you know, obviously have a unique microflora in the tanks.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the culture comes from. So we have these two 3,000-gallon tanks, and they're unlined oak tanks, and that's what we used to make them.
Are these for fermenting or for aging?
For aging.
Oh, okay. So are you fermenting then in just stainless conical?
In stainless steel.
Yeah. Okay. And then you'll age
in
those.
Age in oak. That's how most people do it nowadays.
Yeah. Now, aside from, Doc and I were talking about this a little bit, aside from some of the wild stuff that's in those oak vessels, are you pulling oak flavor out of that too? I mean, you're getting some character that way?
Not so much. We own some bourbon barrels and some wine and port barrels. So we do make, from time to time, kind of bourbon barrel or oaky beers. But these tanks are...
They're
probably 30 years old.
So,
you're not really getting much oak character at all from them.
Well, I'm sure
there's some woodiness, but it's more of a, what you call maybe a tertiary flavor.
Yeah, all right. And then, all right, so you say that you have this kind of a sour brown that's your base, and then you're putting fruit into these beers. This is something that homebrewers are always curious about, the different methods and different times and different places you can put fruit in. And then we also worry about wild things that are on that fruit. So can you talk to us about how you prep that fruit and where in the process you like to use it?
Well, I can't speak about our particulars, but I can tell you that we do use frozen fruit.
Okay.
So when the fruit is frozen, of course, it's kind of, when it thaws, it kind of breaks apart. But one thing that we have that you wouldn't see in a home brewery is that we have a what's called a flash pasteurizer, and so that when the beer is done, we can stabilize it with a flash pasteurizer, and that allows us to not have problems with whatever's on the fruit. I think that there, of course, is lots of wild yeast on the fruit, and that's always a problem, but in a home brewery, you could, we've done test brews in bottles where you could pasteurize the bottles after they finish bottle fermenting to stabilize them so they don't continue to change, because there are wild yeast. We've made some apple cider or apple-based beers, and sometimes they can get a little bit phenolic.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. One of our listeners had sent in a question for you. If you could give us any pointers about making that base beer you have sour, like what can we do to sour up our beers?
I think that there's, again, we have kind of a proprietary process that we use, but it is a lactobacillus bacteria, and the cultures that come from Y yeast and white labs, I think, are good cultures. And it's just a matter of time.
Right. Okay.
Are you putting these in the primary vessel, or are you going through with your ale yeast first, letting that go, and then?
Yeah, and then we do it in the secondary.
Okay.
In the oak.
Okay. Is Icky still on the line?
It takes a while to brew these beers.
Yeah. How long would you say till you get the character that you want out of these beers?
Oh, I can't tell you that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so...
No, how long till you... Well, months. Like, how long does it take for you to get what you want?
Is months. It's measured in months.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you... Can I ask you why the secrecy? I mean, and I'll say that some brewers definitely do that. They come on here and say, these are kind of things that we do, and they're proprietary secrets. And others say, well, it doesn't matter what I tell you. People can't reproduce what we do anyway. Every brewery is different. I'm just curious where it comes from with you guys.
Yeah, that's a good question. I can tell you that most things in the brewing business, pretty much we all do the same, and they're not that odd. Or not that, I don't mean that. They're not that unique.
Okay.
But the way that we make our fruit beer is not, I've taken some technology from making of wine, from German technology, Belgian technology, and some things that I stumbled on myself.
Okay.
Put them all together to make this beer. So it's really unique. And if I told everybody how to do it, then we'd just have more competition. And I'll tell you, it's already a dog eat dog enough out there.
Sure.
So that's really why, because
okay.
we try to protect something that was, hard fought to
yeah.
figure out.
Now, do you ever have, pro brewer friends or anything come through the brewery and see some of these things you're talking about, and they just go, wow, I wish I had figured that out?
We get lots of brewers come through the brewery, but we normally, we don't really talk about the fruit beer. I show them the room that we make it. I think there might even be pictures on the website.
Okay.
Two big oak tanks. But I show people, but normally when we make the beer, we don't really... because we only brew it when the fruit comes, when we get fruit, and so it's not like it's a big seller for us. So when we brew it, we don't normally, have visitors.
Okay.
It's a big secret.
Yeah, you guys, it's like the CIA over
there. Fort Knox.
Yeah, right.
I may have to send in a covert team, Dan.
Yeah, right. Well, we got armed guards and stuff, so.
Wow, do you really?
Oh, yeah, machine guns and
there's
sandbags and
search
stuff.
Lights.
There's a turret on the building.
Yeah.
I suppose if we have a crew, you guys have security, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. All right, I got a caller with a question for you. Let me put him on the line with you. Icky, you there?
Hey, what's up?
How are you, man?
All Icky. Right. Doing
All right.
good.
You got to be nice to Dan. You got a question for him?
Yeah.
Wake up first.
Hey, Dan, I'm a big Berliner fan, so I grow a lot of lacto around here. And I was wondering if you could give me any pointers. I've heard a lot of things about apple juice doing well and different things. You got to be growing up a lot of lacto to make these things. What kind of pitching rates are you talking about? What kind of temperatures are you talking about to grow the lacto?
What type of bacteria are you using? Just like something you get from Y yeast, or
like from White Labs, the Delbrecki, or something from Y yeast. They're 53-35, I think, something like that. Or Brevia's or something like that you could get in a dry form from the Whole Foods or something like that. Just growing up any type of lacto.
Well, lactobacillus, the bacteria don't like high hopping. A lot of the cultures are not, although they prefer not to grow in an environment with lots of bacteria. They prefer to grow in an environment not with lots of air. They prefer warm temperatures. I think that they do well in combination with non-flocculent yeast. It seems like they do well with like a Kolsch strain or a Weissbier strain, something that's doesn't settle out. I don't know why that is. They're like goats and horses. They like to hang out together. And so I think those are some of the things that will but bacteria are kind of fussy. Sometimes they'll grow, sometimes they don't. So I think a lot of times it's also just a matter of time.
Is that good for you, Icky?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Dan, don't worry about
it. There's just a lot of ways to grow up lacto, and just different sources and things like that. I'm wondering if there's other sources that you get it from, off of grain or,
Yeah, well, grain are always a good source of lactobacillus, and if you can... if you grow, you can also, I think I've read about Charlie Papazian has done like sour mashes, and those are, if you keep your mash at say 120 degrees, you can produce lots of lactic acid, although you have to be careful you don't produce too much, because then your mash gets stuck or your yeast die from the presence of too much bacteria.
Is that the trick of kind of leaving it overnight at 120?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like
that.
A couple
yeah.
of batches right now. I made a wort last night, and I split it into two batches, kegged it up, did one batch, pitched a couple of vials of lacto bacillus from White Labs into that one, and then put a pound of grain in the other. Put them both in like the big ice chests, with bubble wrap all uh-huh. around them. So
sure.
they've been holding steady, at 195 or so,
all night, so I guess maybe I'll boil them up tomorrow and see how sour they get.
Now, how long? When did you inoculate them? How long were they?
Last night. I made the wort last night, so I haven't tried them out tonight. I figured I'd let them go, you know, 24, 36, 48 hours or so before I boiled them up.
Yeah, you know, all you can do is really, unless you're titrating it, all you can do is go by taste. And, you know, it's kind of like a logarithmic thing. There'll be nothing, nothing, nothing. And then all of a sudden, boom, they take off. And you have to be really careful.
Is there a way to measure that acidity? Like take, you know, like some pH papers and try to be more analytic about it?
Yeah, pH paper is not a bad way, but acidity is not the same as pH, but you can figure, we don't really measure wort pH. Wort pH is a little bit tough because it depends on how buffered your wort is. It's better if you could get like a kit from a wine supply store. They have kits for titrating acidity, and if you could get a kit for titrating, you know, drop-wise for lactic acid, that would be the best way. And I can tell you that once you get above about a 0.5%, if you're doing it that way, you know, before you ferment it, I would try to stay below about a 0.5% acidity as lactic acid, or else you're going to have problems. The yeast, you know, lactic acid's a preservative, so the yeast will have a hard time finishing. But you can tell by pH. But, you know, I don't really know what, because we don't acidify the mash or do it like that, but I can tell you that a finished beer is usually around 3.6 pH.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be as wort, but you know, I'm sure you could get a little inexpensive acidity test kit because that's very important in winemaking, balancing your acidity.
Good question.
But if you're doing it that way, it should have a nice, pleasing, light sourness. If it's really tart, like lemonade, that's probably closer to 1% acidity, and the yeast are probably going to have a hard time fermenting.
So just go by taste. So I should just go down, pull off a couple of draws, you know, in the evening when it's sour, boil it.
Yeah. Or the other thing you could do is, you can make wort unsoured and blend it back. You know, let it go all the way sour. And usually, you know, wort, I think, will sour to about, depending on the gravity, about 1 to 1.5% acidity. So then you dilute it back one or two times to get it back down about 0.5% acidity.
That's good. That's good. Good info. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Icky.
My pleasure.
All right.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Later.
Bye bye.
Icky's a good dude. Those are good questions, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just
who would have thought that Icky would have had good questions?
Yeah, not me. Maybe we got to let Icky finish the interview.
Maybe.
I do have more questions from the chat that came through for you, Dan. Here's one about the brewery with the new brewery. They want to know if you guys are going to change the tour, specifically to have guided tours, this person is asking.
We used to have guided tours when we first opened. But I don't think we will. We may have guided tours. I'm not 100% certain what's going to happen, but the brewery is set up for self-guided tours, the new brewery, where you can walk through the whole brewery and see the whole process from brew house to packaging. And the reason my wife used to give, she used to give tours every Saturday, like five of them. So, all year round.
Okay.
So you can imagine that you give the same tour every day. Well, every Saturday for years, and then there's usually a tour with 50 people, then there's a tour with 2 people, then there's a tour with a screaming kid who's throwing a tantrum. And
stupid kid.
You know, after years of doing that, we decided we would do the, and we didn't want to have the, like the 20-year-old college student saying that you could stack the boxes and one on top of each other to the moon and back, and we make so many gallons of beer a day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we want to avoid that, and that's
prefab.
How we came up with kind of an automated tour, I guess.
JP,
like an ECM, no.
I think the self-guided tour is our way to infiltrate and figure out some of these secrets, you know?
Call the A-team.
Right. We'll, 007.
Yeah, we'll put on a disguise, like one of those glasses with the funny nose.
Yeah.
Slip away from the tour.
We'll put on a disguise. We'll look like normal, educated, good-looking people. You'll never recognize us.
You know, I think
you guys aren't normal, good-looking, educated people?
No. That's why we're in radio, Dan.
They're not. Notice how we didn't send you our picture so you can know
pretty.
Who we're talking to. Yeah, except
you're
for Bebo.
You're pretty, but the guys aren't. The guys aren't pretty.
Pretty much it.
Well, pretty, but not normal or educated.
Actually, if you look at the picture of look at the picture of Dan on the site and you look at the pictures of Doc with his mustache, we might be able to pass Doc off as Dan and
Dan,
send him in.
How tall are you,
Dan? He has a much nicer voice than I do, though.
Oh, I don't know. But, you know, I did go to college in the 80s too.
Yeah, so right up the same boat there. All right, Tasty, what's this new beer that we're drinking?
We're drinking Totally Naked.
Want to tell us about this beer, Dan?
Yeah, but the beer. Let's talk about the beer, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, that's a summer beer. We make that in the summertime. So you guys probably got, if you look on the neck of the bottle, they'll tell you, right on the shoulder, it'll tell you, there's an inkjet. It'll show you the date of when that beer was bottled.
You see that
Julian
on there?
Julian date, you know what I mean by that?
2347.
2347.
2347. So 234th day of the seventh year.
Okay.
8/16/24. So September.
Right. It's tasting pretty good.
Yeah,
November,
there's nothing
October,
wrong with
November,
it.
November, December, January.
The pasteurization's
so like
working.
5 months old. It's 5 months old.
Okay.
This is a funny story that you guys are drinking this beer. I'll tell you, there's I have like two diametrically opposing groups of people. I have the people on one hand who tell me that when I talk about microbrewed beers, I mean, anything is just way, like our Spotted Cow beer, they call it a dark beer. When they want to have a dark beer, they'll drink our, you know, like the Bud Light drinkers.
Yeah.
Like when I first came to New Glarus to start the brewery, I went to a bar and they said, so you're going to build a brewery, what's your beer going to taste like? Is it going to taste like Miller or Pabst or Bud or Coors?
Yeah,
there's a difference.
So I have, you know, those kind of people and they genuinely want to drink our beer and they just love us and they want to support us, but you know, it's just too much. So I've got those kind of people. Then I've got the other people on the other end who are saying, oh, you know, I call them the beer Nazis. They won't drink anything unless it's got 80 BUs of Cascade hops in it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to brew a beer that was equal in quality and character, say, you know, a mass-produced American-style beer. And that's really a hard thing to do, hence the name Totally Naked.
Okay.
So it's a fun beer. And although my favorite types of beers are sour brown ales and more esoteric types of beers, I really like sour beers. I really like bitter beers. I really like bitter pilsners. But I also really like a fresh long neck bottle of Coors on a hot day.
Is that right?
Hey,
you know what?
Oh,
it's
the
professional brewer's darkest secret. They all say that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you though. I was out with a friend of mine, and you know, he runs our bottling line, and you know, he was in the army, and he's kind of got this whole gangster thing going. Listens to rap music. But we were out in a bar, and they were playing like Neil Diamond music. He knew all the words to Neil Diamond music.
Really?
So I think
it's gonna
sample. So I think people should lighten up, and they should say that there is merit in a strong, you know, an imperial IPA, and there's also merit in a really easy drinking beer. You know, sometimes you just want a hamburger. So that's my.
I'm gonna put that on a shirt.
To the. Pardon me?
I want to put that quote on a shirt now. Sometimes you just want a hamburger.
Yeah, right.
No, you're right, and actually, I gotta say, Totally Naked is a perfect name for this beer. It is fairly nondescript. It is an American light lager.
It's supposed to be a little bit of a joke.
Okay.
And it like, you know, people, they get upset and, you know, you got microbrewery, what are you making this kind of beer? How can you sell this beer for $6.99 a six pack? I say, well, you know, look at Beck's, look at Corona, look at Dos Equis. All these beers are same price point.
Yeah, but them's is imported beers.
Yeah.
Well.
They taste like beer.
They're probably all made by Molson in Toronto, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, Dan, I see by the label this is made with Wisconsin Turo. How would that compare to, say, like South Dakota Turo or something like that? This seems to have more of a
pilsner. Now you're just teasing me.
I'm serious. I mean,
it's made with Turo malted in Wisconsin. It was malted by Cargill at the Jefferson. Jefferson Malt House. But the barley comes from Idaho.
Okay.
It's mainly, it's Harrington, although recently it's been Kendall and Metcalf variety. But just good old-fashioned American two-row barley.
I got you.
There you go. Tasty.
Mike.
Stop effing with Dan.
God.
Yeah. Where really was it? I thought maybe there was, you guys were growing your own barley up there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
No, there's hardly not much barley growing around here. And of course, in the Midwest, most of it's six-row.
Oh, okay.
Really?
That's good to know. All right, more questions from...
Do you use any six-row when you brew?
No, I've never had very good luck. I've tried six-row because, I don't know, you know Kirby Nelson from the Capital Brewery? You should interview him. You guys would have a lot of fun with him. But he makes really nice, rich lager beers, and he's told me in the past that he uses six-row, but every time I use it, it just tastes grainy and like DMS. I don't know why I can't brew with it. I prefer two row.
Got to throw in a bunch of adjuncts.
Yeah, yeah. There is like about 10% corn in that beer. Yeah.
Oh, is
but
there?
Corn is not a bad thing. You can get me up on my soapbox on that. But I think sometimes 100% barley beers can be a little bit too filling. You know, unless you have lots of hops, and that's the key. You got to have lots of bitterness. So if you make a beer like this that's only like 12 BUs, you need something to lighten that barley character, or else you start to, you know, you start to make a Helles or a Pils, and then that's a whole different style.
Okay. And so does it dry it out and thin it out? Is that kind of your main purpose?
Yeah, but to dry it out and thin it out, that's kind of a negative connotation. I don't know, in my opinion, it makes the beer faster, what the English call Moorish, easier to drink. And I don't mean it in a thin way, but it balances out the huskiness. It dilutes out the huskiness, I think. And I think that's important.
Okay.
Because really beers, you know, beer should be as bitter as it possibly can be. In other words, you want to add as many hops to a beer as you can and still be in balance. And obviously in a beer like this, if you add too many hops, it doesn't fit the style anymore.
Okay. All right, more questions from the chat here. People want to know if you ever homebrew anymore.
No, you know, I never really did much homebrewing. I did it a couple of times when I was in college. I made an extract brew, and then I made a whole grain brew, and the whole grain brew was just a disaster. It gushed all over. But
no.
I never really was. I learned brewing in college, so I never really did much homebrewing. But we do have a little... a 5-gallon pilot brewery, and you know we do that for recipe development. That's kind of like home brewing.
Oh yeah, 5 gallons, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I consider that home brewing.
Well, so you just
doing a new recipe too, kind of shooting in the dark.
Yeah.
So you just jumped right into it. You went straight from not really a brewer to a pro brewer.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan doesn't really strike me as a guy who f's around. Just kind of, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
That's, right.
That's why I went to college.
Right. Yeah. Wait, what's college?
Yeah. And it's like, Doc, he went from med school right to the dentist chair. Never worked on anybody. It went from books to somebody's mouth.
Books to saliva.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you ever left saliva behind, if you know what I mean.
What else do I have for you here? Any hints as to the next unplugged beers that we might see in the future? And that's a line.
Oh, it's funny you asked. You know, we've got one now. I just went and tasted it in the lager tank today. It's tasting pretty good. It's called an Imperial Hefeweizen. It's about a little over 20 degrees Plato. It's probably about 70 IBUs of 100% Cascade hops. We made about 150 barrels, and we added about 250 pounds of Cascade hops to dry hop. But it's a Weiss beer. It's made with, you know, our strain of like a Bavarian style wheat beer.
Wow!
So if you can imagine a Bavarian style wheat beer brewed at about 20 degrees, a little over 20 degrees Plato, dry hopped with a way, way too much Cascade hops, and about, it's probably going to end up being about 65 BUs.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
it was really cool. I mean, it's like it's citrus, it's banana, it's cinnamon. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't sound good, but it tastes really, really cool.
Yeah,
I tasted it today and thought, man, this is going to be good. And that'll be coming out. We're going to bottle that, and we're going to come out with it on first week of February.
Okay. All right, and I have a question that coincides now from a listener with the beer that we're drinking. We are now drinking the Spotted Cow. Is that right, Tasty?
That's correct.
Yeah, so we're drinking your Spotted Cow. You want to tell us a little bit about this beer?
Yeah, we wanted a beer that was kind of fit the Wisconsin landscape in the sense that really for me, there's this open, you know, these open air museums where you go and they have like homesteads of, Wisconsin is made up of a lot of different cultures of people that moved here and over the years. And so there's this open air museum, near Milwaukee, called Old World Wisconsin. And they have a Norwegian homestead, you know, they have, African American homestead, they have German, Polish, or whatever. So we went to the German homestead, and this was supposed to be, this is a home from, I don't know, like 1850. And there was a crock pot full of beer, that they were brewing, you know, in the shed out back. I thought, that's cool. I wonder what the beer would have been like in those days. Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, well, of course they went to filtered it. So it's unfiltered beer. Well, there's a lot of corn around here. I mean, there's corn everywhere. So, okay, would have used corn. They probably would have used raw barley, because it's a lot cheaper than, you know, in those days, would have been cheaper than malt.
Okay.
And so we wanted to make something that was just kind of fun and easy going, easy drinking beer. And so we made this beer just as something that was kind of the consummate Wisconsin beer, an easy drinking, simple, primitive beer.
All right.
And this is a beer. This is our number one selling beer, and it's kind of, you know, this is why I made the Totally Naked in the summertime, because some people say, oh, that's a dark beer. So when I want a dark beer, I drink Spotted Cow. So
yeah.
But it's been really successful. It's our number. For Wisconsin breweries, we're the second biggest selling draft beer, and only Miller outsells us in draft beer in the state of Wisconsin.
Really? And Spotted Cow is your best seller?
Yeah, by far.
I gotta say that I'm surprised to hear these things. I guess I'm not surprised when I think about your location. But I am surprised because the things that outside of Wisconsin that we hear people talking about New Glarus has nothing to do with light lagers and light beers like this. It has to do with your more experimental beers, and you know, that's what the rest of us are talking about. So I am surprised to hear that's your best seller.
Well, that's true, and we know that. And it's for me, if you think about it from my point of view, is that I'm not a style Nazi. I'm not like an evangelist, or I'm not trying to be the next biggest beer. I just like beer flavor, whether it's a light lager or you know, an imperial stout.
Yeah.
I just like the flavor. I like to explore flavor.
Okay.
So when we started brewing beer, we don't advertise at all. So you make beer and then it sells or it doesn't sell. And then if the beer sells, you make more. So that's what happened with Spotted Cow. It just kept selling.
Yeah.
So we just kept making more of it.
Of course.
But then we knew that, and then I wanted to make Totally Naked just because, you know, just because I'm obstinate and like to go, if everybody's going one way, I'm going to go the other way. And so then we said, you know, we can't be a microbrewery and make light beers. So, and I like to make lots of different beers. So we balance ourselves by having lots of different types of beers. And that's the fun part, and that's why people like you want to talk to us. And so we try to make a whole range of flavors. Everything. You know, not just strong beers and not just light beers. Like, you could come to our brewery and you could taste everything from an American-style light lager to a really intensely sour brown ale.
That's
and everything
great.
In between. And I don't think that you can find another brewery in the world that in one plant makes such a range of intensity or differences, diversity of flavor.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're all about.
Yeah, that is a great thing to have all in one location. I'm glad that you're keeping the variety there. That's fantastic. Someone wants me to have you talk about Fat Squirrel.
Fat Squirrel is it's a nut brown ale. It's bottle fermented. It's mainly made with Brees malt. In fact, I think it's There's some Weihermann Munich malt in it, but, you know, it's a lot of different types of malts. Caramel 20 from Breese, Victory malt, roasted barley, chocolate malt, but it was also our first bottle fermented beer. And really what we wanted with this beer was, it's our second most popular beer. So we wanted an amber beer that was, you know, easy drinking but complex. And so it has a very much a hazelnut flavor to it. And it does pretty well.
Okay. What's your favorite beer that you get to brew there?
Well, I like Pilsners. And so we make a beer called Hometown Blonde, like once every couple years or so. And that's made with a decoction mash. It's made with pretty much 100% Weihermann malt and a whole blend of different hops. Like we use Saaz, Strissel Spalt, Tettnanger, Hallertau Tradition. And it's just a really traditional Pilsner. And I have fond memory, because I did an apprenticeship in Germany, and I have really fond memories of, you know, a nice half-liter glass of beer with a nice foam on it.
Yeah.
To me, that just goes down really nicely. So I always, you know, whenever that's around, I usually go to the bar and have a couple of them after work.
Tell you, there's nothing like a hometown blonde that goes down nicely, huh, fellas?
It brings back good memories.
I wasn't even thinking that, you know.
Brings back great memories.
But it does, you know.
I don't get it.
I'll talk to your marketing department tomorrow.
My marketing department?
We'll get that on the label, Dan.
Okay. Speaking of label, Dan, where's the ABV? What's the secret there?
Oh, is it not on any of the labels?
None of them.
No.
You know, when we first started the brewery, I don't even think it was allowed to put the alcohol
on the
labels.
That way. Yeah.
And we always kind of discourage people from considering the alcohol in the beer. A lot of times, on the Unplugged, sometimes we'll put the original gravity on the beer. Yeah. But when people call the brewery, you know, we'll tell them what the alcohol is, but normally we try not to sell the beer that way.
You might want to think about it as a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's going to be a lunchtime beer or a
bedtime
or a half day beer.
Well, we hope that the description will tell people, you know, like this is 20 degrees Play-Doh or, you know, but,
I think they should change the ABV scale to actually time of days, like Doc is saying. I think every beer should actually have, this is a nooner.
Have a clock on the side.
That's a good idea.
A little clock, exactly. You know? Or even, then you'd have to go days of the week too, like if it's a night, is it a Friday night beer or a Wednesday night beer?
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Beer.
You know, we could probably arrange that. We could have like a whole pound, you could buy like a case of beer, and then you would, like, you know, like when old people have like for taking their medicine.
Yeah, the pill bottle.
Exactly.
If you do, you have to call it the BN scale, though.
You would have to do
that's
that.
That's in our writer.
That would be really cool if you could buy a case, and in that case, you know, there was a couple beers for each day of the week. I'd like that.
But they'd be closed, like those Christmas Advent calendars, you know, where you pop open the...
Yeah.
But you don't know what you're going to get. You just kind of, no label, just...
Exactly. Yeah, you just have a perforated squares all along the top of the 12-pack there.
Exactly.
This is a good idea.
Good idea. We're on to something.
All right. Listen, I told you I'd try to get you out of here by 6:30. So I got one last question for you. And,
sure.
I have a feeling you're going to be a tough nut to crack on this one.
What is 50 times 1,000?
Yeah. What is the square root of? No, what I'm looking for and what my listeners would be so grateful, and they would love you long time if we could get a recipe so that we could homebrew one of your beers. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we could make some suggestions, but I don't think they'd even care what beer it was. One of you, if it's something you don't do very often.
Or even a retired beer.
A retired beer. I mean, just...
Retarded beer.
A retarded beer.
But no, that's our beer here.
And if it was something you had to put together, you know, you could email it to me. That'd be fine. But I just know that they'd love to get a recipe out of you.
Yeah, I mean, something that you, like, you just want something off my head now, or something that you, I could...
If you want.
I don't know what I would even tell you.
Oh, why don't you think about it, and...
I can tell you. Well, how about we talk about a Pilsner?
Okay, let's do that.
You want me to just tell you what I think about Pilsners, or people don't really...
Make one up right here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, so if you want to, let's talk about a bohemian style pilsner.
Okay.
So a single decoction is always good, but it's not really necessary, I think. But so let's talk about malt. I would use Weyermann or Durst malt. I would use 100% pilsner malt, but I would use maybe 2%, 2 to 5%. Caramel 20. I'm a big fan of Caramel 20 from Breese.
Okay. Why are you such a big fan of that?
Because it's a low enough color that it doesn't seem to affect the long-term stability of the beer. In other words, darker caramel malts seem to, like, they, when the beer oxidizes, they don't taste so good.
Oh,
and also, it's dark enough that it makes an impact on the flavor.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a really well-made malt. So say 5% of that. Hops, I think blend, you know, use lots of different varieties. Try to get, you know, esoteric varieties like Polish hops and like we use Strissel Spalt hops and
weird.
Saaz hops are always good. Hallertau Tradition are good hops. You know, just use a lot of different hops.
Okay.
We haven't had a very good success with late hopping. I think adding, you know, three additions, maybe I don't know, at home brewing, maybe you guys boil for an hour typically.
Yeah.
Maybe three additions, maybe addition at 15 minutes, at 30 minutes, at 45 minutes.
All right.
You know, evenly split. I think if you can, you know, I always see in homebrew literature where they talk about pitching the yeast when it starts fermenting, cool it down. I think that I would get sufficient yeast to pitch about 15 to 20 million cells. So you're going to need, I always find out with, you know, the homebrew supply, use twice as much hops as they, or excuse me, twice as much yeast as they say you should use.
Oh, okay.
Because they always seem to be less viable yeast than they say. But I would start out cold. I would start out at like 46 degrees and let it slowly rise up to 58 degrees.
All
with,
right.
About 15 to 20 million cells.
He's a cold pitcher.
So it's a little bit of a combination of an old-fashioned method and a modern method. Start cold and let it warm up.
Yeah.
And that makes for a really smooth beer.
Okay.
And then lagering, I would say if you use this method, that's going to take you about a week to reach final attenuation. I would then only, you don't really need the lager for too long of a time. I think with that type of fermentation program, if you lager for 2 or 3 weeks, you're probably going to have a beer that's pretty nice. And I would try to aim for somewhere around 40 bitterness units and about 13 degree Plato original gravity.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks.
That makes a really nice drinking beer. But the other thing is don't, whoever does this, they should try a test. Do make that beer, and then next to it, make that beer with about 10% corn syrup added and see the difference.
Really?
Because there will be a difference. And it's not like, oh my God, corn syrup, how awful. It actually tastes pretty good.
So you're not just talking about an attenuation difference. You're talking about...
No, you know, because corn syrup has the same spectrum of... a typical brewing corn syrup would have the typical same sugar spectrum as wort.
Okay.
So it would ferment out the same way.
That's
not sugar. I wouldn't use sugar.
It's a good experiment.
Sugar for, you know, for bottle fermentation, of course, but not for, you know, for an adjunct.
Okay. And
but you don't need it. I mean, for a beer like this, 40 bitterness units, 13 degrees Plato.
Be ready
know,
to
start
go.
Out cold, let it rise up warm. 20 million cells, it tastes pretty nice.
All right. Bohemian Pils from Dan Carey. There you go, everybody. There's your recipe right here on the air.
I think we won a medal with that in the world. I think we got a bronze medal at the World Beer Cup with that.
Really?
We got beat by two Czech breweries.
Ah. Are you coming out to San Diego for the World Beer Cup this year?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right. Well,
I love coming out to San Diego. You guys got good beer out there. I'll tell you, that Stone beers. That Stone Pale Ale blows me away.
It's good beer. I had one of those just the other night, actually. That's a nice...
Man, that's just awesome.
Isn't Bevo, don't you love
their
IPAs?
They're one of my favorites.
You like Stone IPAs?
Yeah.
You like the rough stuff?
I do.
Bevo likes it rough. Well, I hope you do make it out to San Diego. We're going to be down there, so love to run into you and
maybe
a brief interview with you there also.
Well, I enjoy talking to you, and I really appreciate, you know, you guys giving me a chance to pontificate.
The pleasure is all ours. We've been wanting to have you on the show for a while, so I know you guys are busy out there with the new brewery, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks a lot. If you guys come by, say hi.
Okay, definitely. We absolutely
fly
will.
Fly over country or something, you know.
If we're not just flying over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could wave, or if you're driving through or something.
If we happen to be picking up some cheese.
Yeah.
Something yeah,
like
there
that.
You go.
Doc often likes to go goat shopping, and I hear Wisconsin's a great place for that.
Yes.
So, Doc.
Yeah, there are lots of cows and goats, that's for sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, you can go to newglarusbrewing.com to see all the things that Dan was talking about here on the show today. You can go to our homepage and link to it right there if you want to also. Dan, thanks again. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Dan Carey from New Glarus Brewing Company. We were a little concerned we might not get all of the
secrets and special things.
The secrets. They run a tight ship over there. It's a closed lid, and I think some infiltrating will have to be done.
I wanted him for another hour, too. I had a bunch of questions, but...
Well, you should have fired him away there in the last 15 minutes, man.
It was long answer questions.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sour stuff or what?
Well, I mean, you know, look at me trying to, you know, pat myself on the back for asking a question that, you know, would have a more than one sentence answer. you know.
Will you just get to the
away.
Questions already?
Well, he was talking about those tanks, about
good
those
for you,
wooden,
JP.
About those wooden tanks
yeah.
That are like 30 years old. They're not doing anything. I wonder if he's tried, you know, you're getting a little micro ox like you do in winemaking when you put it in a barrel. Some yeah. of the aging happens, a little micro-oxidation.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's tried doing that, but in stainless tanks.
Oh.
Just doing micro-ox. That's the new thing in winemaking, is storage in stainless, adding oak cubes,
mm-hmm.
and doing a little micro-ox program.
I think, though, wouldn't it seem like those cubes would have to be, 30 years old and used a whole bunch in order to get the same thing?
Well, so he wouldn't put them in cubes, because those barrel tanks are neutral as hell by now.
Yeah.
And so he's not getting, I would doubt he's getting any wood character at all. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering, I mean, that way he doesn't have to limit his output of those to 2,000-3,000 batches, you know?
Yeah. Doc, are you all high over there?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it, man, because...
Your face is melting.
Because a lot of these topics, Doc had questions before the show, and they just went right past him, man.
He's checked out.
You are high as a kite right now.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the combination of a couple sips of the new Glarus, or is it just the really good oxy?
Both, actually.
All right.
I'm not over the top or anything, but...
Yeah. But you're zoning.
Yeah.
I got Zymer just
on. I'm in a good place.
Should we try? Is he testing to see if his Skype works again?
Can we hang up on him?
Hey, Zymer, just what's happening, man?
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or
you got the don't.
No, we can't hear you.
Yeah,
no,
don't.
No, I didn't say if you could hear me. I wasn't saying if you could listen to me. I'm saying if you could hear me.
Can hear you. You got it.
JP.
You got it working. What's going on, my brother?
Well, my microphone got muted. That was the problem.
Yeah, I always hate it when that happens. You got to push the button and stuff.
Well, it's teenage PMS, bitches. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to thank all you bitches for all the nominations I got from the BN Awards. I was, you know, just shocked and amazed that you'd even think about me, let alone mention my name in the air.
Nah. Hey, no problem. Good call, Zammer. Just talk to you later, man.
Oh, fuck you, JP.
Nice.
Hey, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. And no bub timer. Shut the thing off.
The bub timer just went off, Simon. I got to take a break. Congratulations on the nominations. We got some show left to do, so give us a call back at the end there.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll call you guys. I'm going for DOTW.
Uh-oh.
You got dipped competition, buddy.
Yeah,
Bevo's. Looking at your crotch, Simon.
Bevo's your competition this week, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, Bevo wins hands down. She's too hot.
All right, brother. That was going to get creepy fast.
Was going to?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go dunk Doc's head in some cold water. And when we come back, we're just going to play around with a couple of things. I got some audio to play for you. And, we'll see how Bevo does on her endeavor to become...
I'm doing awesome!
Beer bong.
We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Listening to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Oh, crap. It's the hop shortage.
No, not the organic, free-range, oyster Russian imperial coffee stout.
It's all gone. We'll never brew again.
Damn this hop shortage. Damn it to hell.
Oi.
away off your wee f***ing hop shortage.
Who are you?
A f***ing Scottish 80 shilling, and you cannot brew a Scottish 80 shilling like you was mixing f***ing cement with f***ing hops instead of gravel, your great f***ing ass.
Use less hops, brew more beer. Northern Brewer has kits and ingredients for dozens of worldwide beer styles that don't require a lot of hops to make a great pint, like the bloodthirsty and abusive Scottish 80 shilling. Keep drinking great beer. Order at northernbrewer.com and get flat rate $7.99 shipping anywhere in the contiguous U.S. One beer kit, $7.99 shipping. 1 million beer kits, $7.99 shipping.
Together we can beat this hop shortage.
My lambic!
It'll only f***ing help it.
One beer, then I'm gone. The ugliest women that I've laid eyes on got together and decided to come here. They're not pretty, they're not small. I don't give a damn at all. Tonight I'm only having just one beer. Having just two beers. I don't mind the atmosphere in here. It feels so right, it must be wrong. I know I can't stay too long. Tonight I'm only having just two beers. Three beers but no more. There's no way I'm drinking four. My attitude's improving with the beer. I was mad, but now I'm the women in here, they ain't so bad. Tonight I'm only having just three beers. Yeah, tonight I'm only having just six beers. I kinda like the atmosphere in here. It feels so right, it must be wrong. I know I can't stay too long. Tonight I'm only having just six beers. 12 beers and I quit. Oh, good Lord, I'm drunk as shit. I just spent my whole paycheck in here. I took a chance, I tried to dance. I threw up and pissed my pants. Tomorrow I'll one beer. Yeah, tonight I'm only having just one beer. At least that's what I said when I got here. It felt so right, but it was wrong. Think I must have drank 100 beers. Well, I wished I'd only had one beer. God, I wished I'd never come in here.
Did you know that every day a brewcaster goes to bed hungry? Did you know that that brewcaster is silently calling for the help of people just like you? Do you know that every day the unicorn and the rainbow have to blow sailors for loose change? For less than the cost of a half-calf, quad-shot, venti, extra-hot, soy milk, triple-pump, hazel, low-fat foam, double-cupped macchiato a day, you can help starving adults in Pacheco. Your love can be felt for as little as 7 cents a day. Visit thebrewingnetwork.com/donate to sign up today for as little as $2 a month. Private first class in the BN Army. Buy your way up the ranks as corporal, sergeant, ranger, or colonel with an easy-to-do monthly donation that keeps brewcasters alive and your favorite internet radio station broadcasting. No donation is too small to help those in need. Can't you find it in your heart to share your love with a brewcaster? In return, you will enjoy the wealth of knowledge that comes with every episode of The Session, The Jameel Show, and yes, even that other show. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for your donation at thebrewingnetwork.com/donate today.
You're listening to The Brewing Network, because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
Welcome back, everybody. A couple of things left to get to. Might be an early show, looks like, huh? Got to our interview quickly, and
yeah, Doc's checked out.
I'm back.
Doc's done.
No, I'm back. I just need a little change of scenery for a minute.
Yeah, now you're live again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we're done. So
it's okay.
Now I do have a couple of things we can cover, and of course we've got Bevo chugging beers, trying to make things happen over there. How many beers into it are you?
I don't know.
You can't figure out how to use your mute switch. I know that. You've been having trouble with it all show.
Maybe like 2, 3, something like that.
Same number of times she pissed. I don't know.
I peed like four times.
4 times.
Where's the breathalyzer? Seen that around, JP?
Oh, yeah. I should.
Sammy, go
I
find the breathalyzer.
Do that. But before I came here, I had like a margarita and another beer.
I have a flesh-colored one. If you want to use that.
Two beers. I'm agreeing in two.
Carry
beers.
With me everywhere.
I didn't really drink that second one. I gave it away.
All right, I got something sent to me.
Well, drink up, people.
Here are four words that are difficult to say when you're drunk. Ready, Bevo?
JP
yes.
is hot.
Say innovative.
Innovative.
Preliminary.
Preliminary.
Maybe I shouldn't say them because then it helps you. How about I type them to you and you just have to read them.
Yeah, but then you
got to
spell them right, dude.
Uh-oh, ball.
I'm going to cut and paste. Thank you, JP, for your confidence. Try that.
You know, I know you pretty well.
And try this at home.
I don't even know what that word is. Polyfiltration?
Polygamy.
It's proliferation, my dear. Bevo's still in community college, everybody.
Polyfiltration. So,
yeah. Right. I'm 0.19.
0.19.
Is that good or bad?
Double the legal
That's
limit.
Great.
That's double the, yeah. It's more than double the legal limit. So, all right, try this word that's there. Okay. Try that one.
I just can't read. Cinnamon.
Okay.
Cinnamon.
Now, here are things that are very difficult to say when drunk, and you're not going to know any of these.
Sam has a big piece of junk.
This is going to be more of an intelligence test than a drunk test.
I'm going to fail.
All right, try that one. Stop paying attention to Sam.
Specify.
Try again.
Specificity.
It's a
soccer.
I don't know if I could
specimen.
Say it.
Specimen.
Specificity?
Specificity.
Oh, whatever. I don't even know that word. I swear that's part of my vocabulary.
All right, this one's going to be fun.
She sounded like a 0.19, isn't she?
This, by the way, these are going to be our new Drunk of the Week test.
Oh,
okay, good.
Try this one.
Anti-constitutionalistically.
I think you should go back to, well, I don't know, I was going to say. You should go back to repeating them for, but it's really great.
All right, repeat after me.
I don't know.
Anti-constitutionalistically.
Whatever.
Try that. Anti-constitutionalistically. Okay, try this one.
Anti-constitutionalistically.
Try this one.
You misplaced the F in that word. Yeah.
Shut up, JP.
All right. Transubstantiate. Transubstantiate.
Transubstantiate.
There you go. We should give these to Doc when he's real high, too.
So the next one's going to Doc. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No. Hey, Doc, bring over some of your medical books next time. So we can just pull out, like, dental terms for our drunks of the
week. I'm okay with medical terms, actually. I've taken the general medical term usage class.
I took that one that said medical stuff at the community college.
Bone.
You know what? I am in community college, and I'm okay with that.
That's right. Doc and I are also both graduates of community
college. That's right. And Doc's a doc.
And, look how far I've come.
I start somewhere.
Yeah. I will be a nurse. I might be 35 when I become a nurse, but I will be a nurse someday.
Are you trying to be a nurse right now?
I am.
You are. I thought you work at an ophthalmologist.
I do work for an ophthalmologist. I'm trying to become right now a certified ophthalmic assistant, which is just a glorified receptionist who gets paid a little bit more.
Comfortable with medical terms.
Who's comfortable with medical, basically.
Okay.
But I want to be a nurse.
Like an
RN? Because I want to make like $45 an hour and only work 3 days a week.
Well, Mrs. Jones,
bedpans.
You're scheduled in for your ophthalmological
I have a call
of the G...
I'm tired.
I'm pretty sure that she's becoming a registered nurse because she knows that Sam is never going to make a dime.
Yeah.
The guy's practically homeless.
Yeah.
Where is he when we're making fun of him? He's not even here.
He's out scrounging for cardboard.
He could be a stay-at-home dad.
Isn't he like a guitar instructor and a waiter right now? Isn't that what he does?
In that order.
Actually, I think he got fired from being a waiter, even. I think he's the only guy I know who's ever gotten fired from being a waiter.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, didn't you get fired from your waiting job?
Twice.
I'm feeding the fuel of why people wonder how it is that Bevo's getting married to you.
Because I love him.
Oh.
Well, when you don't show up, I guess it kind of pisses off the managers.
So that's why you got fired?
I guess. I don't know.
What do you do now? What's your job?
Professional musician.
To live off of me?
You live off of Bevo, don't you?
Pretty much. I teach guitar lessons every once in a while.
How many hours a week?
About four,
like three?
Five. No, at least
four or five hours
minimum.
A week?
Yeah, it's hard work. I gotta wake up at the crack
quality
of noon.
Quality hours.
Yeah, he wakes up at the crack of noon.
Yep.
Wow.
The crack.
And then bitches at me when I go to sleep at like 10:30, and he's like, why are you going to bed so early? And I'm like, because I got up at like 6.
Because he needs a video game partner?
Exactly.
No, because my... My video game system is here.
Sam, have
it's not even at my house anymore. It's here.
I'd like to introduce you to the wonderful world of Warcraft.
Uh-oh. We'll never see Sam again.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, Jip.
Gotta check that out.
Thanks. Thank you, JP.
Hey, Bub, what's happening?
I have an extra character I can give you.
Hey, I really have nothing other to say than, damn, Sam.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He's,
You fell into that.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything with your life.
Yeah.
Where can I find one of these?
I know, and he got the chick.
Sam, soon you're going to find yourself keeping track of servers and selling web space.
I didn't have my headphones on. Where can I find one of what?
Basically, he wants to know how you find it, how a deadbeat finds a chick. I think that Sam should start deadbeats with hotchicks.com.
Am I mixing up people, but doesn't Bob have an awesome wife?
He does, yeah.
Right, but you see, I'm the one that goes to work. She takes care of the kids.
Yeah, he still has to work.
But
eventually that'll change. I'll go.
Oh, you're in a dreamland.
Yeah,
what are you thinking? Well, how do you think it's going to change? What do you think Sam's going to end up doing?
If you give him a job, Justin.
Tell me what you think Sam's going to end up doing.
I don't know.
He's not going to do it. No. Does he clean the house now?
No.
The kitchen?
So. No.
Because
whose
I refuse
kitchen?
To. My kitchen.
Well, tell him to come over and clean his own friggin'
Where's
kitchen
the motivation?
Sometime.
The only thing he cleans is his monster. While you're
you
at work.
You swear? He hasn't showered in like 4 days.
Well, I mean, have to the shower. Inside.
Inside? The monster's
cleans out
feet.
The tube, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? Sam should get a job at like an inner city school, and then maybe hopefully he can sell the rights. Like when he turns around all these inner city youth by the power and love of music.
Yeah.
You know? And then he can make a movie and sell the rights to that.
Sam, what did you just blow on the breathalyzer?
2.3. 0.23.
Sam, you're Doc's designated driver tonight.
He'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
He just blew a .23.
Whatever, I'll sober up and I'll drive Doc home if I have to.
Okay, you just blew a 1.9.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
I like drank a bunch of beer and then like blew into the thing, so.
He said blue.
Yeah, you gotta wait 30 minutes.
JP, high five.
Yeah, you're supposed to wait about 15 minutes from your last drink before you use the breathalyzer.
So he's probably only like a 1.8?
Yeah, beer in the breathalyzer.
I see. All right, thanks, Bob. Later.
Yeah, but
he didn't get the timer.
No, he was doing all right there. Just missed it. Got in under the wire. So someone posted this clip. Did you see this clip on the forum, guys, about the guy who works at Cricket Hill Brewing?
Yeah, I saw that.
How great is this guy? I don't know if he's an employee or owner or just a dude. The link is in our forum, or you can go to YouTube and just search Cricket Hill Brewing, and you'll see this. And the guy, I'll set it up for you because I'm not going to play the whole thing. I've just cut out the interesting part. The guy, basically, in order for them to be able to give away samples in New Jersey.
It's called a tour.
And there has to be something educational about the tour. So this guy stands up on his brewery version of a soapbox, which is essentially the...
he's up between the mash tun and the
brew platform.
Brew platform.
Yeah. Doc, say
yes.
Say anti-constitutionalistically.
What?
Anti-constitutionalistically.
Oh. Anti-constitutionalistically.
No, blue. Right.
Yeah. Hit the one in the middle. Okay, so the guy gets up there and he's like, you know, so that we can give away samples, I have to do a little education. And he starts going off on the big three, on the big beer companies. So, and he just talks about their advertising campaign and how we've all been brainwashed.
He gets fire and brimstone.
Is a truck backing up in here or what's happening?
Stop with the beeping over there. Are you blowing again, Bevo?
I like to blow.
Beavis is going to be blowing for the rest of the night. And Sam disagrees with the fact that she likes to blow.
Yeah.
By the way, he's in the background.
Sam, get used to it. You're getting married.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the guy. He's well into it now, and he's all fired up about Coors Light, mainly, and all of the other big beer companies. Check it out.
You have been brainwashed since you were children by a $1 trillion to convince you that there is no reason to drink anything but those free beers, and to this day, we still haven't grasped the fact that they are lying to us, that they think we are stupid.
Yeah. The price of the mother drink.
The number one selling water in New Jersey is Coors Light.
Yeah.
How stupid do they think we are? Can I just say a couple of things?
So,
I just
want to
say amen a couple of times.
Yeah, they're getting their amen. Although, I do want to point something out. Really, the question to how stupid do they think we are has already been answered by the fact that Coors Light is the number one selling beer in New Jersey. It turns out we're just as stupid as they think we are, doesn't it? I mean, it's the number one selling beer in the state, so we are exactly as stupid as they think we are.
Right. You know, just to give Coors Light credit, that's the first beer I drank and actually liked.
Yeah, it's the first beer everybody drank.
It's better than Budweiser, but it's not as like harsh as craft, quote-unquote craft brews.
Sure.
Whoa.
But like...
quote-unquote, she says.
Remember where you are right now.
I do, but like, it's a great starter beer. Like, that's a good beer to start out on and be like, it actually has a little bit of flavor to where you can like, start to say, I kind of like beer.
Yeah.
And then gradually start to drink something a little heavier and get to the point where you're just a drunk idiot like me.
Most 14-year-olds don't like craft beer. You gotta start out somehow.
Shut up, Doc.
If I need to learn not to let you talk, because then you steal my jokes. Dick.
I'm just giving credit where I think credit is due. It's a good starter beer, but once you start to like real beer, it's crap.
And you're now going to high school.
Yeah.
Graduate up.
Yeah.
I didn't start drinking till after I was out of high school.
And I just want to point out, Bevo actually never actually went to high school. She was homeschooled.
I was not.
So when she says high school, she means her mom's living room.
I was homeschooled for 1 year in 7th grade, and then I went to private high school. I went to a Christian high school.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Does that make you better?
That did
yes,
take.
I'm way better than you.
All right, here the guy goes on a little more. He gets funny.
Yeah!
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 Coors Light is the coldest tasting beer in America. What does that mean? What does that mean? Coldest tasting beer.
Coors Light.
It's brewed at 212 degrees, just like every other beer.
Now,
you have been brainwashed since you...
That's my favorite thing that he says. There's more. I'll be playing it for you. But I love that one. I've been picking on Frost Brewed for a couple of years now. That term, frost brewed and cold filtered, drive me up the wall.
Yep.
Because it's pseudoscience. It's a fake term. It is a blatant lie. It's a what does frost brewed mean? I can't wait to ask somebody at Coors what that means.
My brother used to work for
Coors. Is the room air conditioned? That the boil kettle is in? What the hell does frost brewed mean?
Because they brew it to put the cold taste in it.
Because it is the cold taste.
Frost brewed.
Their beer brewmaster's name is Frost. Jack Frost.
Yeah, it is. Then I guess it's not a lie.
I was gonna say maybe a listener will call in and tell us, but no, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, not on this show. No. All right, let's let him go on here.
Children by $1 trillion.
Uh oh.
Start it over again. That there is no reason to drink anything but those free beers.
Oh, I did.
And to this day, number one selling water.
Bring it out. I'm so good at
it. He's very angry.
Coors Light is
passionate.
The coldest tasting.
Right. We're back on track.
I'll tell you what, but it convinces somebody to go crazy. What else do they tell us? They tell us that Coors Light is frost brewed. That means nothing. It brewed at 212 degrees, just like every other beer. How are you? But they think we're stupid. Us people. Have been in a stadium where in the middle of the heat some train drives through and the temperature comes down.
That's pretty good.
I'll tell you something else. I don't care how much Coors you drink, you are not getting laid by twins.
Unless you're Schumann.
Yeah. That Schumann dick. Might get laid by twins.
Yeah.
He's working on it.
Good.
He's got the Coors Light thing down.
He does have the Coors Light thing down.
Halfway there.
And the cowboy boots.
He drinks his
Coors.
He's gotten better.
I think the twins would like the cowboy boots.
And gotten better at what?
He's gotten better at drinking better beers, I think.
Oh, I thought you meant nailing chicks.
And the white.
No, he didn't need to get any better than that.
Oh!
He's quite all right.
Wow.
Oh!
Beavis.
Sam's room shares a wall with Schumann. I know how okay he is.
Good Lord.
Right. You got a score sheet in there?
You mean you can hear all those dudes grunting?
Just Schumann.
Oh, Adam, you're the best.
We have the taste of what we drink, and that's why we're here drinking the best beer ever made on the planet Earth. Cricket Hill.
I don't even know what this guy's saying. I'm so drunk.
Well, this part is interesting at the end here, because he does keep saying throughout the whole thing that you are drinking the best beer ever brewed on Earth. Here at Cricket Hill Brewery.
On Earth in the world.
On Earth in the universal world. I gotta get this guy on the show. We got a sick chat on this dude.
Yeah, definitely.
He'd be very passionate.
I think he'd be fun as hell. I think he could just be like our yelling guy, you know? But,
the yelling shtick is pretty entertaining, actually.
He's no spring chicken.
No.
So you're concerned for him when you watch this. You think he's going to have a heart attack.
Like he's going to stroke out.
You can just see the veins, I think.
Kind of reminds me of Regan.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a little like Regan. Except that Regan is much more mild mannered, at least. Like Regan's not going to flip out like
laid
that.
Laid back. We
call that. Yeah. Yeah. He smokes a lot more weed. Something. The guy's funny, so you gotta go YouTube Cricket Hill Brewery. And it's just funny that he says over and over, you're drinking the best beer ever brewed on Earth there at Cricket Hill.
It would suck if his beer really
if his beer sucked. I gotta try that stuff. I mean,
there's a lot of people there for that tasting.
There were a lot of people there.
They're all well lubed up.
Well, there's only one brewery in New Jersey, so where else did they go?
Well, New Jersey's only like 5 miles.
Now we're going to get hate mail from New Jersey all week.
Why are you picking on Jersey?
You weren't that nice in Wisconsin.
Sorry.
There's at least three breweries.
I love New Jersey.
It's Connecticut.
I've never actually been there, but I'm sure
just
it's,
in Canada,
I'm sure it's
too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Canada didn't fare well this week either.
Just whole country.
Well, one
You're
of
terrible.
The Canadians in the chat room hated me for like 2 seconds, and then I apologized. They love me again.
We should have like a North American map. It's a pin. All the places that Bevo thinks are fucked up.
And so every place but El Sobrante where he lives.
Yeah. I was born in Pennsylvania.
They don't
My
have,
family's from Penn.
They don't have homeschool in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Montana. So F those places.
They have homeschool everywhere. And I was only homeschooled for a year.
But Sam was homeschooled his whole life.
Sam was homeschooled for a long time, and
it
is evident.
Are you guys going to homeschool your kids?
Oh, absolutely not.
I bet you are. I bet you that Sam is going to homeschool those kids.
Okay, kids, Daddy's going to show you how to play the guitar.
Although I don't think I will send my children to public school.
Yeah. Why?
I will send them to private school.
Why is that?
Because public school sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, I was a victim of public school.
Me too. Case in point.
Case in point, yeah. It makes a good point.
I went to private school.
Yeah.
And I'm better than you.
Right.
All right, Beavis, say passive-aggressive disorder.
Passive-aggressive disorder.
Stop calling me that.
Drink some more beer.
Yeah, you're not.
No, no, no. I can. If you say it, I can say it.
Say,
if
get
you
me one
make
more
me
beer.
Read it. I'm tarded.
Then you can't do it.
No,
you're tarded.
I can't read.
You want to try anti-constitutionalistically again?
No.
I can't read. I was homeschooled.
Yes, yes. Anti-constitutionalistically.
You're close. Try it all in one shot.
Anti-constitutionalistically.
Ah, and fast even.
Notice how I closed my eyes and I concentrated really hard.
Yeah, where's the real
it's all that private
it's pretty
school.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
You can't even say it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You have to say it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Wrong.
I love that movie.
Wrong.
It sounded right to me.
Even though the side of it is
hey, where's
quite
drunk
atrocious.
Sorry, Jamie. Am I ruining your joke?
Why are you ruining things? Don't let Bevo know. I was just fucking with her.
I can hear you.
Oh, Sam.
Jimmy, could you tell Tasty that his beer is tasting really good?
Your beer is fantastic, hey. Tasty.
Is this that other person's
Why
beer?
Why is she interrupting my joke?
Shut it.
I don't like Bevo when she's drunk. She talks over me.
Yeah, that beer just tastes better because it comes out of the urinal.
Yeah, the urinal, I think, adds a lot of flavor.
Is this your beer?
Delicious.
Yes, it does. Is it your beer or the other people's beer?
This is homebrewed beer, oh. Yes.
It is homebrewed beer.
That's I call it Pliny Light.
Yeah?
Little Pliny?
It's got all the hop elements as Pliny the Elder.
Do you use
pale ale?
Do you use sugar?
Pliny the Midget?
No sugar. No, I didn't need to dry it out like that. But it's got... wait, it's a secret recipe. What am I doing?
Pliny the Baby.
I'm pulling a Dan.
I can't go on any further.
You got to keep it a secret.
Casey, what am I drinking right now?
I plead the Dan.
It's American Pale Ale.
You should have been paying attention.
Which I call Pliny Light. So it's like... Son of Pliny. Of course, he's already got that beer.
Pliny the Baby.
Little Pliny.
Yeah.
It's a little bitty baby Pliny.
Mini Pliny.
Pliny the Dwarf.
Yeah, okay.
Pliny the Troll.
It's a session beer for sure, so...
Pliny.
Kate liked it. She said it smelled danky.
It does smell danky. It's very hop-ridden. All right, we're going to take
fantastic.
A break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up, which is really just going to consist of we're going to make Bevo chug a couple beers and then blow into the...
breathalyzer.
Into the what? Because I'll be in line.
Okay. You wish.
Jesus.
Although I did get a confirmation.
Yeah, that's great. Can we
I got a confirmation from my friend with the fake boobs is coming to the wedding, and she does not have a boyfriend anymore.
Sweet. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
All of you, JP.
Listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Sullivan, the brewmaster and co-founder of the 21st Amendment Brewery and Restaurant in San Francisco. 6 years ago, Nico Freccia and I opened the 21st Amendment on 2nd Street with the intent of bringing back the local neighborhood brewpub. Well, the neighborhood has really changed over the years, but the 21st Amendment still remains a great place for people to meet over a terrific meal and a tasty pint of beer. In the past, the only way you could enjoy the 21st Amendment's handcrafted beers was at the brewpub. Well, all that has changed. Now, the 21st Amendment beers are available in cans. That's right, cans. When was the last time you had a great beer in a can? Well, that day has come. We're offering our world-famous Watermelon Wheat and 21A IPA in cans. Cans are a better package than glass because cans keep the beer fresher longer, but you can also take cans to places where bottles can't go, like the beach, lake, golf courses, and sporting events. So join us in the revolution to take back the can from the big breweries and crack open a cold 21A craft beer in a can. The 21st Amendment, 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just two blocks from Giants Park.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love beer. But mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint. It gives you headaches and makes you faint. Ash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass.
Plank Road Brewery, where we're proud to announce there's finally a beer brewed exclusively for people who love head.
Just for us?
That's right, head beer. A hearty beer with a big, thick head that lasts and lasts. Try some.
Jesus Christ, this is the best head I've ever had.
That's right. Head beer is delicious.
Oh, God, this is great head.
Everyone loves head beer.
I love giving my husband head. It really satisfies him.
Enjoy the full-bodied flavor of head beer.
Now that I've had head, I don't think I'll ever want anything else.
And ladies, head's not just for men.
You know, there's nothing like getting home from work, sitting down on the couch with my husband, and giving him some thick, foamy head.
Absolutely. Head beer is bold.
I'm a big head fan. Last week, my friends came over for the game, and my wife gave them all head. They loved it.
Yeah!
Experience the surprising flavor of head beer.
I love head, but I still can't get my wife to try it. Come on, honey.
No.
Please.
I don't like the taste.
Okay, well, maybe your sister likes head.
Okay, I'll try it. This is good head.
Do yourself a favor. Get some head today.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator. Yeah.
I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio. TheBrewingNetwork.com. Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to The Session.
A lot of dancing going on. JP's at a rave.
He's hand dancing.
Definitely doing the ecstasy hand dance over there.
I'm doing this, then I'm doing the creepy guy in the club dance. I don't know what that is.
You are the creepy guy in the club if you're ever in a club.
I know.
Bring your own creepy.
You sound like my dad.
Did you get your Burning Man tickets yet, Doc?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't.
Not yet, huh? Me neither.
I forgot.
They're on sale already. Did they go on sale this
early? Yeah, they went on sale on Wednesday.
The first 10,000.
Do they sell out?
They will.
No, they don't. This price goes up so
They high. Might this year because they're saying they won't be selling them at the gates.
Yeah, so they're gonna cap off, I think, pretty soon. They're not going to allow more than X amount of people in.
It's kind of weird because it's not as if there's no room. I mean, it takes up a tiny portion of that entire flat.
I think it more has to do with the BLM and the permits. They're letting them increase it. Like 5% a year, something like that.
Increase it?
Whatever the number that they're going to give them.
Yeah.
As the starting number. And then each year they let them increase it. Up to this point, it was like the more the merrier.
Yeah. And now they're having to cap it because of so many people.
I think so. Yeah. I think it has to do with the permits.
Glad to see that Sam's laying off the beer. He just came in with another half full beer in his hand. What's wrong with you, man? DUI written all over you, man. Doc, we might have to get you a cab tonight.
Yeah.
Why don't you snort some of Doc's oxy while you're at it, Sam? Yeah. And then don't you got to go pick up Shat from the airport, too?
Yeah, he's good.
All right.
Do I need to stop drinking, Doc, to get you home?
Somebody needs
probably.
To.
Yeah.
And just tell Shat to take Bart, I guess.
We should just nail Sam's hands together so he can't pick up a friggin' beer.
Sam thinks he can drink with the big guys, but he's only like 120 pounds, so he forgets that like...
Yeah, if we think Doc's
two beers
guy.
Puts him at like 0.40.
Yeah, plus he's a douche.
Lies.
All right.
Lies. All lies.
Don't believe it.
We got a drunk of the week competitor. Someone thinking I guess they can beat
it's
out the
It's not Zymergist.
Whatever.
Cal Ale on the line. Oh. Cal, what's happening, bro?
Cal.
Damn it, funny word.
What?
Just give the first word right now.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
You're at work?
I'm waiting on people, but they're jerks anyway.
Are you with the hot chick?
Fuck everybody.
Wow, you're drunk at work? That was it?
Yeah. He passed out.
Yeah. I thought his head hit the floor.
Exactly. His head smacked the cement and he's comatose now.
I think that was fake.
I mean, I'm with Bevo. That was a fake call. you're still on top. You don't really have anybody competing this week. It must be too early.
Look at my eyes right now. How open are they?
They're kind of squinky.
Yeah. All right. Somebody fill up Beavis's beer with
Beavis.
With Tasty's,
with Tasty's
Pale Ale / IPA.
Here, Sam, do something right this time.
And,
there you go.
Sam, don't fill it up with that nozzle. Use the urinal.
Or the urinal.
Maybe.
Or it the first time through.
Or it from the urinal.
Yeah.
We're going to have Bevo chug. And it's, you say that you this is like an IPA taste in beer, and you're saying that
can
you can
chug it.
You can chug the whole thing.
Well, it's all foam.
Oh, wait, there's a call. Hold on a minute.
Go ahead. Answer the call.
Sam can't even pour a beer right.
Should we time this chug?
It's coming out foamy.
And then you're going to blow into the breathalyzer afterward.
Get her other glass there.
And can someone take pictures of this for the gallery? Which reminds me, our esteemed colleague in the Army, Code Right and Fool, has finished our gallery. The gallery is back up and running on the Brewing Network website.
All right, yeah. Great.
So now you can click on the gallery button right there on the homepage and be able to see all of the old pictures that used to be up there and soon to be new ones. I think this one's supposed to work better than the one I had up there because the one I had was such a pain in the ass to get anything uploaded to. So hopefully this one's easier. We've got pictures of Doc's first show back when you're lounging in the recliner last week. I got to get those up there. And now we'll have pictures of Beavis chugging pale ale. Let's take another Drunk of the Week call real quick. We got Chris on the line. What's happening, brother?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm pretty faded, man.
Where are you at?
I'm in Brighton, Colorado.
Colorado. And what have you been drinking?
I've been drinking.
My brother lives in Colorado.
Vanna's chocolate stout.
Which one?
Vanna's chocolate stout homebrew.
Oh, Vanna's, huh? She sent you some or what?
Well, yeah, kind of a next door neighbor sort of thing almost.
And oh,
I snuck in her house and sniffed a bunch of her underwear and took it.
You stole her beer.
That's so wrong.
It happens.
All right, I need you to say transubstantiate.
Transubstantiate.
And anti-constitutionalistically.
Anti-constitutionally.
And specificity.
Specificity.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You know, he sounds kind of hammered, but he's doing,
beer.
He's saying them better than Beavis is.
Maybe he has a deeper vocabulary. Yeah. So he's used to saying words like that.
Are you calling me stupid?
No, just your vocabulary.
Yeah, this might disqualify me, but I've also been drinking a little bit of wine as well. But
is that right?
Yeah, just a little.
Well, it doesn't say beer drunk of the week. It's just drunk of the week.
Yeah, well, you can drink whatever you want.
You can huff gas if you want. That's fine.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you are in the running, Chris. We'll see how it goes here with Beavis.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, brother. Later. All right, so do we want to time this chug also?
Oh, man.
Where's the beer bong when you need it?
You Where can, is
we
it?
Need Doc build a beer bong.
Okay.
Yeah, we
the
do.
Valve and everything.
Yeah, it'll be like the most technically advanced beer bong on the history of the planet.
Laser dialed in and all that.
Yeah, like basically it will tell when the throat is open enough for the chamber to release just like with a laser.
Oh, I'm probably better with a cup than a beer bong.
I'm sure Doc has something to relax the muscles
beer
of the
bong
throat.
And spray it all over the face.
You mean like take this pill an hour before you do the bong kind of thing and you'll be able to chug faster?
Yeah.
You won't even know you got a throat.
Are you, it's like intravenous.
Yeah.
Are you good at chugging, Beavis?
Sam?
Whatever.
Oh, sorry.
I wouldn't say good. I wouldn't say bad.
Somebody get her
a
towel.
I could probably do it.
He's asking, what's the gag reflex? Is it strong? Or
yeah. Yeah. What he said. Yeah.
I don't know, Mike. We're not married yet. Oh. Right. We've not really touched each other.
Yeah.
We've held hands.
I
mean, guys.
Come on, you touched his squirrel.
Guys have four balls, right? I mean, I don't know. And I hear there's like in a sack. Is that gross?
She's so drunk, her microphone fell off.
Yeah, her microphone is drunk.
She had a droopy microphone.
It's gonna fall again, Beavis. Somebody, JP, will you help her with that?
No, I'm just taking pictures of her because it's awesome.
That camera has a video function.
Do you want to do that?
I wonder if we should video the chug instead of just taking snapshots.
Well, are you going to be able to upload that to the deal?
I could put it. It'll take me longer than do the pictures, I guess. Well, how about we take pictures of one chug, and then we just make her chug another one. We'll take video of that.
We do have two beers right here.
Perfect. Yeah, let's take of the second one so we can get the gagging reflex. She's not paying attention to you.
Oh, though, she's going to work now.
Yeah, she has
Yeah, first time in the fucking show.
You can just tell me, Beavis, if you want to.
No, it's cool. I can type with... Wait. It's cool. I can type with two fingers.
Is it Mrs. Bub?
It's Bub on the line, but Mrs. Bub is going to talk.
Is she calling in for drunk?
I really don't know.
Because Bub can't talk?
Yeah, can we not take it?
I love Mrs. Bub.
It's Mrs. Not that Mrs. Bub, but Bub.
Hey, Boob, what's happening?
Dude, I'm chasing her down.
Put Mrs. Bub on the phone.
You're chasing her down?
I'm trying to get her. Here she is. All right. Dude, no, this is about the anniversary party.
Was she Vanna?
Oh. You don't have
she was Vanna, right?
Plans yet.
No. Yeah. But,
okay, sorry.
Mrs. Bub says she's coming out.
Really?
Get the hotel room and do it quick so we can get airline tickets. Put the phone in here. Hear it that way.
What is happening?
He's trying to get her to talk on the phone and she won't talk on the phone.
We're trying to figure out about the anniversary party so we can get tickets booked.
Are you going to come out this year, Mrs. Bub?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, tell me when it is so I can get some tickets booked.
I'll tell you the weekend. I can do that. It is going to be... Hang on. Don't buy her tickets this week, though.
You can stay at our house if you don't want to buy a hotel.
Let me give you the 95% sure tentative date. And then hopefully by next week, I'll give you the 100% sure.
Okay.
We are looking at...
The real forgiving on the rebooking.
We are looking at Saturday, June 7th.
You doing the hotel thing?
I might. It depends on the location. I'm still trying to figure out the location, but I would like to, book, block out some rooms at a nearby hotel so that we can all just close down the venue and walk to the hotel and fall asleep on top of Bevo.
That'd be hot.
I like that. That sounds fun.
I'm totally okay with Mrs. Bub falling on top of me.
Well, she'll be the closest
Not
one
actually Bub, but Mrs. Bub but I'm okay with.
And I'm sure Mrs. Bub feels the same about that, too. Well, isn't NHC the weekend after that?
What's NHC?
Oh, no, it can't be. Is it?
I think it is. Right around then.
Did they move it then? Because it's never in the same...
It's in June.
It's in June.
It's either mid or late June. It's not early June. Yeah, so...
National
No,
hockey.
It's
homebrewer. So
it's usually around the 12th, 13th.
Yeah.
Let me look it up here. Because that is really going to throw a wrench into things, isn't it? Because I want people to be able want to go to the National Homebrew Conference to come to this thing, too. All right, hang on. I'm bringing up the page here somewhere. June 19th through the 21st, so it's at the end of the month.
So 2 weeks after that?
That's a bit expensive.
See, if I do it earlier, it's not a real anniversary. It's a fake anniversary. If I do it later...
It's a fanniversary.
Yeah, it was probably not Martin Luther the King's birthday tomorrow, really, either.
That's true. Well, we wouldn't know without Terrence here to tell us.
I don't know either.
Terrence knows.
Of course he knows.
He's black.
He had a public education.
Shit.
Yeah, he wasn't homeschooled.
You know,
I wasn't either.
What if we changed it to Memorial Day weekend in May? And then people would have more days off.
Do you think people want to travel on Memorial Day weekend?
Or they might have other plans.
And hotels get more booked up in that weekend, too.
Things are just generally more expensive Memorial Day weekend.
All right, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying.
It was a good idea.
Three-day weekends tend to be more expensive.
I could do it May 31st.
Sam, do you charge more for guitar lessons on Memorial Day?
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Double.
It's not, you know what, whether it's 3 weeks away or a month away from the Homebrewers Conference, it's not going to make a difference. If you can afford to do both, you're going to do both, and if you can't, you're not. So, actually, I don't really think we should worry about it.
Well, I didn't mean from affording it for everybody else.
So it'll just be the general weekend you said. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk
about it. No, that's fine, go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine, continue. I just meant for planning it for us. So if we're going to have to go the next weekend... Are we going to be able to have everything, from partying and everything? Because you're taking the next day off.
Yeah, no, it's 2 weeks away.
Like, do anything really? Like, I thought this was going to be like a non-broadcast. Let's just drink and
it might be
see who swaps partners type of thing.
whoa! We don't roll that way.
I think that you and Mrs. Bub just added that into the description.
I had nothing to do with it.
Fair enough.
I thought the deal was that Mrs. Bub was going to do the talking, Bub.
Yeah.
That's what I was sold on.
Now Mrs. Bub's only allowed to talk because the Bub timer has gone off, so... Shush on you, Bub.
Mrs. Bub, if you want, I can mail you the Bub timer. And you can use it around the house.
Yeah.
That would be great.
It'd be broken in the first day.
I have a feeling the real... I have a feeling Mrs. Bub's Bub timer is just a hammer.
Yeah. Or a kick to the nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stick with a tentative Saturday, June 7th.
Okay.
And let me try to hammer it out this week, and I'll confirm it on next. I'll try to confirm by next week. That's awesome. I'm glad you guys are coming. We missed Bub last year.
Well, let's go with the hotel room, because then Mrs. Bub can pass out, and then I can like rock out with my cock out or whatever.
Can we?
Can
we drunk Jenga Mrs. Bub if she's the first to pass out?
Drunk Jenga Bub though.
I'm afraid Bub won't pass. Viva, what's going on over there with the time?
No more Bub. I don't know that I'm rocking out with his cock like out.
Timer's in a loop.
You can jam out with your clam out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, you two.
Bye.
Bye.
That's cool that Mrs. Bub's going to come out.
Yeah.
I like Mrs. Bub.
I didn't know about
Bub's
that clam out thing. That's neat to me.
Yeah, jam out
I'm
with your
a lot here.
Clam out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's fantastic.
I'll be using that.
All right, Beavis, you ready?
Yes.
Right.
She still hasn't drank that thing yet?
She has.
I've been waiting.
Oh, she got it right to the perfect
waiting?
Temperature, too.
Don't right, wait
hang
for
on.
Us.
I'm going to time you, so give me 5 seconds here.
Wait a minute. The thing...
Open it. It's a little power button on the top.
Power.
Top.
Oh.
There you go.
The one that says,
the one that says
power on
power?
And that's on the top.
Sorry, I went to a public school.
I didn't.
And you want to video it?
Figure it out.
All right, homeschool.
Private.
Get ready. Get set.
Roll.
And chug. All right, Bevo is now chugging. She's spilling down her cleavage, which is fantastic. You'll get the photos later.
Deer necklace.
Yeah. Sam, Sam, clean up on aisle breast. And half the beer has gone down, and she's had to take a momentary pause.
Isn't that clean up on aisle D?
I think it's clean up on aisle maybe large C.
But Sam does.
A brain freeze.
Sam doesn't know either way.
Beer's too cold.
Sam can't.
All right, it's like hockey. There's 3 periods. Okay. Go ahead.
Sam is clean up on aisle. I'm already finished. And
all the way,
it's
all the way.
It only took 3 chugs, and now it's done. And 3 chugs in about 50 seconds, 45
not
maybe.
Bad.
Not bad at all.
For a 6% beer.
All right, now we do the video with the other chug. Ready?
Yeah, the second chug will have to be video. We'll give you a break in between.
I'm not taking another chug.
That was it, huh? All right, you want to do the breathalyzer?
Don't be such a quitter.
Give me like 2 minutes.
Uh-oh. Are you going to uke?
Possibly.
Can we get a bucket?
Sam, yeah, get
Sam,
up. Get a
bucket,
bucket
Sam.
Right
come on.
Get a big big bowl
outside,
a bucket.
There's a bucket.
Something.
Get a bucket, Sam.
Not in the urinal. That's our beer dispenser.
Use the trash can.
She's having to take the she's doing the deep breaths. And JP is
I don't want you throwing up. I drink
the trash
out of it.
Can.
The trash can has holes
it's
in it.
It's a mesh trash.
Jesus. That's a colander, Sam. It
Sam,
has holes
that's
in the
a
bottom.
Colander. You are such an asshole, Sam.
You are an idiot.
You hate that kid.
I don't know.
I'm going to marry you so bad.
You're trying to steal Drunk of the Week
I'll
from her.
I'll show you.
And now he's brought her a tiny little soup
little
eight pod.
Quart soup pan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Is it going to stay down, Beavis?
Well, don't put it right next to Shabba.
She doesn't know still.
Uh-oh.
She's thinking about
uh-oh.
It.
She's got the brain freeze going.
Do the breathalyzer.
I'll put it in front of you because that will make you think about it even more.
She's got serious face
delete
on,
that,
too. Yeah, I thought you were a pro at this thing.
Shut it.
You can hear it in her voice. She's got that it's halfway up the esophagus voice.
The bile is knocking, going,
hello, we want to get out, please.
JP, make sure that if this happens, that the microphone is
okay.
Real close.
I'm good.
You're fine?
Yeah,
that was it?
It just needed to all
let
settle.
You, like, pose.
I'm good.
So you chugged it in 50, but it took you like 4 minutes to swallow?
Oh, please.
You like.
Swallow?
Hey, Zimer, just what's happening?
Hey, I was just letting you guys know that I am resigning the BN Army, and I'm going to join the BN Navy because I got a pocket full of loose change for you bitches.
I don't get it.
Oh, well, I listen to your radio show even though you don't.
No, I still don't get it.
Well, that's because you're too busy licking the windows of the short bus.
That's true. All right, so Zimer just calls to, like, say, dole out random insults. Thank you for the call, Zimer. Okay.
On the radio. Yeah, kind of
like, I don't know what that was.
I'm not going to be in the BN Army. I'm gonna be in the BN KP duty because I have shoes that I tie left over right in my laces. Oh, all right. Great.
Who's on the line there, Beavis?
Am I on?
You're on. Who's on the line?
Kevin. He thinks that
Thank you. Thank you, Captain.
What's your snort?
Yeah!
That was a nice snort.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Sam's going to need some earplugs.
Sam, you're a lucky man.
You did just snort.
I don't know,
oh,
Kevin,
pee in the thing.
I think he thinks that I deserve Dunk of the Week.
Like, hey, Charlotte's Web over here.
Kevin, what's happening, brother?
Not much. What's going on, Justin?
We're having a good
he
time. Where are you calling
nice.
From?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
All right.
I was born in Pittsburgh.
That's Pennsylvania.
Are you serious?
I also have teeth.
Yeah.
Yay!
I can breathe without really thinking either.
My family is from McKeesport, but I was born in Pittsburgh. Yes, I am serious.
I've been on an airplane.
What's that?
You're from McKeesport.
I'm from McKeesport.
I have hair, too.
Shut up. My family is from McKeesport, but I was born in Pittsburgh, yes.
I Very also cool. have seen penises.
Shut up. You just made me chug an P.A.
A P.A.?
Pale Ale?
Production
yes.
assistant?
Man, I'm drunk.
All right. Well, Kevin, what's the word, my friend?
Thunderbird.
Not much. I was just calling in to say this is the first time I've gotten to listen to you guys live.
Okay.
And I was planning. I was brewing all day, planning on calling in to be drunk of the week, and then Bevo went and just blew it out of the water for me.
Yeah, she's annihilated. I think anybody. Nobody has a chance.
So trash.
There's no way. No way at all.
Yeah, she went for the juggler there.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
It's only going to get better.
You never know. We have dry spells with the drunk of the week where nothing yeah. happens. Anybody can win. And then occasionally there's a ringer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she definitely got it this week.
Thank you.
It keeps going like this.
Yeah. Oh, I told him like 2 weeks ago, I'm going for it.
I like how it's like, oh, thank you. That's a really nice thing to say that I'm drunk of the week.
I am.
You earned it.
I also have skin on my face.
She snorted again.
She just snorted again.
You have two ears too? Oh my God! My homeschool teacher had two ears too.
Homeschool doesn't have teachers. It's your mom.
Yeah, that's the joke, stupid.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, my brother.
Can thanks, I
have
man.
Some later. Water?
Yeah.
That's not water.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Beer.
That's, yes, it is.
It's water.
Amber water.
Yeah. Listen
Wait,
to Doc.
Sam, seriously, water?
It's mostly water.
Yeah, give me some water.
Don't put it in a colander.
It was here a minute ago. Where'd it go?
That guy's such an ass.
He just wanted to strain out the chunky bits.
Save him later for hobo stew.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Could have been.
It has been before.
We have oxygen in California! You walk places? My fingernails grow too!
It just hurts.
I also have a chest.
Sound like Emo Phillips now.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're going to need to blow into the breathalyzer now. We're going to need a final reading.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in Sam's pants,
oh
but don't worry
gosh.
About it. It's legit.
What happened to just me? I'm so embarrassed.
Just keep blowing until the little timer goes off.
Maybe you ought to just poke it out your zipper, Sam, and have her blow into the breathalyzer that way.
So she's more comfortable.
Why does it say 0.17? Wasn't it 0.19 earlier?
Yeah, but you just had a little glass of water to clean it
yeah.
out. You shouldn't...
And you're lightweight.
Yeah, 1.7's not bad. You're doing just fine.
Chug the other one.
I wish we had Officer X here today, too. In hindsight, I should have invited him to the program to...
I feel like I'm going to barf.
To give That's Bevo sobriety.
No barfing.
Yeah, do you think definitely you, sobriety test.
Do you think you automatically fail the field sobriety test if you puke on the officer?
On his shoes or full on his shirt.
Bevo, you just spit all over my mixing board.
I'm sorry.
I also have spit. My mouth produces saliva.
That's because you made me chug the pale ale. It's not IPA. It's just pale ale.
So give her another word to say.
Who are you trying to convince there,
Tiger? Oh, my God. Okay.
Ready?
I'm fine.
Say another word.
Say preliminary.
Preliminary.
Say specificity.
I can't.
You gotta try.
Specificity.
Very good.
Wait.
No, you did it.
Specificity.
Okay. Anti-constitutionalistically.
We need a big sound.
Anti-constitution.
Very good. Use it in a sentence.
Anti-constitution. Anti-constitutionalistically.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Now hit the pole.
Doc?
Doc, you know, like old people, they're like joints hurt when it starts raining.
Yeah.
Does your ankle hurt?
Nalistically.
When you hear this song?
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, no, I don't know why I kind of blocked this whole thing out.
Oh, boy.
I'm not paying attention to the chat room. Is it going to be saying
or anything else?
Important?
No, it's the chat room.
Steve-O is going to barf. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Just
remember that scene?
Shut up, bub.
Remember that scene in Stand By Me when they ate all the cherry, the pies, and had the pie-eating contest?
No. The only scene I remember from Stand By Me was when the fat kid almost got run over by the train.
Oh, you don't remember the puking contest? Oh, I was
only the train.
Well, the guy had the leech on his...
But I have seen that movie. I just blocked the rest of it out.
Bird.
I'm gonna be honest. I really feel like I want to barf.
No barfing. The beer will settle you down.
You're trying to give me beer instead of water.
I kind of just like letting her ramble on. I don't need to say anything.
Drunk Bebo.
She's
show.
Having her own show over there.
I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. She's there now.
Yeah.
What'd you say that?
I'm going to take a break before the show ends because I got to pee like nobody's business.
No.
You know, I never really told you guys how much I love you. Joke on now.
Sing it, Beavis.
Sam brings her a little tiny slice of salami and half a cube of cheese.
There's a cracker there.
Oh, there's a cracker. The great provider.
I'm not eating carbs.
Come on, Sam.
You trying to slim down for the wedding?
Jam that salami down her throat.
I actually, before today, I had lost 8 pounds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But then I ate a bunch of carbs at lunch, so now I'm just eating.
She put it back on?
No.
Sam, you know she's... Sam, you know Bevo's going to blow up like a whale like a year into it, right?
No, I'm not.
The yeast bomb.
No, I've been with him for 4 years. If I haven't blown up yet, I'm not going to blow up after marriage.
Well, because there's not a ring on
that thing. I'm way too
hot to
be a fatty.
You guys want to wager on how long it takes Bevo to blow up?
That's just mean.
But how much? 50,
Justin, that just means
50
I'm
going to
cry. That's what I mean.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like 50 pounds?
I'm going to be hot for a good while.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
And then...
Why, what about after you have your first kid? Are you going to bounce back? You think you'll be like
a bounce
back mom?
I don't think I'll bounce back exactly the same.
Sam, tie him off right now.
Similar.
Yeah?
Similar.
My stomach might not be the same, but the rest of me will be equal. Mm-hmm. Equivalent.
You mean you'll
I'll
have
put
that.
Effort into it. And I'm not having kids for a while.
Dog.
Alcohol is not a part of having children. And I like the alcohol, so.
Doesn't Sam want to have like 13 kids?
Sam's retarded.
But doesn't he want to have like 13 retarded
having
kids?
Maybe two. And it's not going to be until I'm at least 28. And I'm only 24 right now.
That's not what I asked.
4 years to you is a long while.
It is.
Wow.
Sammy, how many kids do you want?
He's only allowed to have two.
It's some ridiculous number, I thought.
Who's on the birth control?
Seriously.
Beverly!
It's 13, but I do want retarded kids.
If
they're normal, I'm aborting them.
No. Oh, my gosh.
What are you going to do when the first...
If Sam wants to have 13 kids, Sam needs to get a job.
What are you going to do when the first baby that comes out is black?
If you have 13 kids, he's not going to have time for a job.
If I can afford a pizza from one of those $5 pizzas from... Domino's or whatever. They can feed a family, right?
You are such a jerk. You should see Bevo.
Big box of
Bevo
Cheerios.
Just got the disgusted Justin look on her face that I get from people's lives. She just got that about Sam.
Recognize
is she
her.
Crying?
What is she?
I think she's crying.
No, I'm not.
No, she's verklempt.
I'm going to cancel the wedding. That dick.
Are you about to uke?
Yes.
don't think the salami. Can we not have the barf bucket near my mixing board? Thank you. I prefer you do that somewhere else.
Well, so you threw it on my shark's wallet, you.
She's just throwing salami shark around.
Yeah, so Sam.
Do I want jerk of the week or not? Like, let's.
No, not yet.
Jerk of the week?
Drunk.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you won it a long time ago. It's just no fun to declare it back then. And you're definitely in the running for drunk of the year. I mean, people are going to have to do some work to beat this. I'll tell you that right
now.
I
want to do the Dressel. The
Dressalizer?
I hope I'm entertaining because I really am not like this. I'm a nice girl.
I'm going to do the Breastalizer.
JP, set this up for me.
You just
I can't.
Threw salami at me. I'm going to do shit for you.
I didn't throw it at you. I just threw it away from me.
In your general direction, that's all.
Zymergist is on the line. I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to give you one more chance and see how this goes. I might have to ban you from the airwaves.
I'm sorry to the chat room because I haven't been paying attention to you at all.
Questions, no words, nothing, man. It's like you ask everybody else words, but you don't say shit to me.
Hey, Zymie, what's happening?
I just wanted to know how come everybody else gets all these wonderful miscombobulation words to, you know, reperpetuate, you know, the verbal species, but you don't ask me anything.
The
you just
verbal species.
Like,
I don't like it when you recombobulize
my authoritative tendency.
Yeah, well, you could buy up my crank.
How about anti-constitutionalistically?
Anti-constitutionalistically.
You see, it's no fun if you're good at it. You see what I mean?
Well, I can't help it. You know, this is the way I got through college.
I understand, but that doesn't make it fun for the rest of us.
That's
I was
an
the
official
only person
blow.
That was drunk while I went through school. I don't remember anything about school except I got 6 college degrees.
Bevo just blew a .18.
.18. I'm at .44. She's got ways to catch up. Let it get you a woman. So she.
I only weigh like 130 pounds.
Really?
Really?
That's more than Sam.
That's post not eating carbs for like a month. I'm like
119. Sam, shut up. What? Don't talk in the studio.
I ate carbs for lunch today to help me, but it didn't really help me.
Vivo just passed out on the microphone.
Yeah, the microphone is not a headrest. Here, I see your problem. Get rid of this water and drink this beer right here.
I honestly, like, I want to apologize to the chat room because I haven't really talked to you guys, and I love you guys, but I'm sorry.
Hey,
I can't see the computer screen anymore.
Let's turn Zymer just back up, see if he just kept on talking.
Okay.
I'm not saying a damn thing. I'm waiting for you guys to shut up.
I'm just sitting here skinning my 12-year-old and just wondering what's happening.
Well, hey, I thought I figured out.
Like, by skinning your 12-year-old, do you have, like, a 12-year-old child, or what do you mean? He's still talking.
Ask him again, Bevo. I don't think he heard you.
Oh, please ask me, Bevo.
Do you mean your kid?
You want me to have your child?
No.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
You
I missed
said skinning
it.
Your 12-year-old. What do you mean by your 12-year-old?
No. MedTech. I was wearing MedTech skin suit.
I have to pee. Hold
both of you.
We're going to go anyway, Beavis.
Paying
hang in
attention.
There. We're leaving right now. Oh, stick around and say your goodbyes to everybody.
Goodbye. There's a pot down there. Pee in it.
Did I win?
You won. Now you can go be angry and beat up on Sam.
Sweet.
I think you did good work tonight, Bevo.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were
the bestest.
A fine co-host, and you were one of the bestest.
Me. Hold, please.
Let me just take it on the air, so you don't have to answer. Oh, she likes her job.
No, I would prefer to talk to people. Hi, I'm also on a telephone.
You mean air can go through my vocal cords, too, and reverberate and make sound?
You have to turn yourself on, Beavis.
Yeah, get used to a life with Sam turning yourself on every night.
I think
he's on speakerphone.
Speakerphone.
Take him off. Press the red light. Good Lord, Beavis. Who are we talking to?
I'm not even going to finish.
Hey, Motor.
John Foster.
Motown, what's happening, brother?
It's Victorious. It's a celebration of my birthday, and I'm here upstairs in the loft, 21A. Of course, Mr. O'Sullivan is out in the...
They think they're drunk of the week.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, Motown has like a 2-day birthday celebration every year for his birthday. Didn't you go bar hopping today, like on a whole tour?
To Caltrans to Gordon Bush. And then we went to the Fire Tap Room. Then we went up to Belmont to the beautiful Marvin Gardens, which was closed. So we went to Venezuela's.
I feel like I'm ordering at Wendy's.
In there. Do you? Are you on the air right now? Or are we just chatting?
Yeah. I think that's how Motor feels all the time.
We're on the air, but your phone's cutting out, dude.
I'm sorry. There's lead in the walls at 21.
And Bevo just dropped her microphone in her lap.
Man, you guys run a tight show there.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, they're pros, believe me.
Motown, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good week.
Can you blow up my 1-8?
I would like to give you Drunk of the Week, but Bevo is hammered. She chugged an IPA and she just blew a .18.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna cry if she sings. That's beautiful.
Would you like?
Honestly, I have a nice voice. This is really not doing me any justice.
Will you do your best Marilyn Monroe for Motor, please?
Happy birthday. Day to you.
Are you singing from your diaphragm?
Snort.
No, I'm not. I'm singing from my drunkenness.
You want to sing from your diaphragm?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Is it Motor?
I am sporting wood right now.
Is it Motor?
It is Motor.
Happy birthday, dear Motor. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, there you go, Motor. Your own happy birthday, Marilyn.
Right now.
All right, you're cutting out too much, brother. I'm going to have to cut out because
I
can't
saying,
hear you.
But happy birthday. Brother.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
See you, Motown.
Bye. Nice singing there, Bevo. Really nice.
Thank you. I do have a nice voice.
You do, yes.
That was nice.
I did compete in high school.
You must have done really well.
Thank
really
you. I was all
right. Motown's going to go rub one out right now.
I'm happy.
Let's go find a karaoke night. We got to get her.
Yeah. I think I do well.
Right now?
I have a feeling there's listeners everywhere
she's
that are going
good
to
shape
rub
right
one
now.
Out. All right. She's doing her last blow of the evening, everybody.
No, it wasn't my turn yet.
Hands behind your head.
0.18. Holding steady at 0.18. You think you're going to keep drinking after the show, or is that it for you?
For show.
For show, because you're not working tomorrow.
Not at all.
So you're not doing a lot tomorrow, I'll bet.
I'm going to probably be throwing up a lot tomorrow.
And tonight.
Doc and I are brewing tomorrow, though.
Yes, we are.
Dortmunder Export.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Basically, I will be Doc's bitch all day.
Yep.
Do this, do that. Doc's anal, too. He's like, no, don't do it like that. Do it this way. Jesus, Doc, it's the same thing. No, do it this way.
It's got to run a tight ship, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Can I do Oxy with you all day as we do it?
Yeah, sure.
I'll end up falling into the kettle.
Someone to fish him out.
Hey, Parker, come get Justin out of the kettle.
It's the best beer ever. How'd you do it? I can't give away those secrets.
That's right. That's the last recipe I'm giving out. I got the program now.
Are we going to talk about the beer next week, or is it all going to be a top secret operation?
We're not here next week, so we can talk about it all you want.
Okay. No, we are here next week.
I'm not.
You're not?
I don't think so.
I thought it was the week after you're gone.
No, I think it's next week.
Let me look here.
Yeah, it's next week.
Oh, what's today? Oh, shit, it is next week, isn't it? Oh, I guess we won't be talking about it then. We're brewing beer for your wedding, Beavis. We're brewing the Hellas-style beer for you.
This damn Hellas-ish. Mute button, damn it. I know, I'm super excited about it. The one that Tasty brewed tonight, he said he's brewing for the wedding.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Can't talk.
You got a lot of good beer there.
I'm really excited about it. I can't be this drunk for the wedding, though, Tasty. You can't let me have this much alcohol.
I bet if you asked real nicely, Jameel would also send down some beer.
But then I should invite him.
Oh. He would understand.
No.
You guys aren't friends or anything.
It's only like a one person. Please. There's like 250 people. One person's not going to break me.
Oh, so you'll invite him then?
I'll invite him. I don't know him, but I'll invite him.
We will have a party if it's all of us and you.
I'm not sending him an invitation, though.
Did you?
Like,
you didn't send me one.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did I get it?
No. Ask your wife.
Karen probably threw it away.
Nah.
She probably was like, oh, these are those people.
I've seen it.
Ask her.
Okay.
Because if you didn't get it, then I sent it to the wrong address. But you need to be there.
Do they have
you
mail in Moraga?
Need to be there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, so the postal route. Yeah.
It's pretty far out there. The mail guy gets lost. If you didn't get it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I swear I sent it to you.
Hmm.
Which pisses me off because that's $2 in postage. Damn it.
How big is that's Sam's entire week's salary.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, you guys got to go, Doc. You're invited.
And your kids are totally allowed.
Oh, I get to bring my kids?
You're one of the few couples I'm allowing kids.
Oh, cool.
And your kids are cool. They'll actually
There's
be
only
fun.
Like three couples no, I'm allowing. Not... Like, it was like, Doc, blank, and kids,
yeah.
And family, or Doc, so-and-so, so-and-so, and family.
Yeah, my kids aren't wild, crazy.
No, they are, but in a good way.
Honestly, it's just I didn't want to feed you. I didn't want to feed certain people.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you got
to
bring it's the fellas. What about the goats?
Catering? No, the goats, no.
Why not the goats? Sam wants the goats.
The catering is so expensive. It was like $4,000 for catering.
Don't you need a ring bearer?
I
from the back of the goat.
I'm not having a ring bearer.
I thought the biscuit was going to be your ring bearer.
I thought
bearer.
The squirrel
Honestly,
was.
Honestly, you never got back to me, and the biscuit being my ring bearer just doesn't work for me.
I'll totally give her a bath.
And that's not the point. The reception, she's not allowed in the building, so she'd have to go to she'd have to be driven back to somebody's house, and she'd just be angry. Hmm. I don't want to leave the biscuit alone, so she just...
Well, she's going to be alone all night, then, isn't
she? I know, she should just stay home in her own house rather than being forced to be a ring bearer.
All right, but you're going to have to tell her. I'm not telling her.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm super... Why are you making me talk?
Do I really have to answer that
I must
question?
Be tired of talking about the wedding by
Can
now.
Can we, like, end this show? Because I got to pee like nobody's business.
Yeah, but now I got to take Ted's phone call because you answered the phone.
I did.
Hey, Ted.
Ted was nice, though.
Ted,
yes, hello?
What's happening, brother?
Not much. This is Beverly's father.
Uh-huh. Go no, ahead, please, not. Beverly's father.
Yeah, I wanted to say, Beverly, you are in big trouble, young lady. Do you understand me?
First of all, my father's name is Michael.
Your mother's rye whiskey, you got into her rubbing alcohol, which you know she needs, and then now this. The wedding is off.
I see a spanking in Beverly's future.
Oh, let me tell you, Mr. Crosby, you have no idea the amount of time in the past 5 years I have had to put her over my knee to instill a sense of discipline.
Honestly, that makes me feel really uncomfortable because I don't have a relationship with my father.
I know, and that's what I'm really reaching out here for, is a relationship. But after hearing you on the show... I'm disgusted. We tried our best.
You've disgusted your father.
I'm okay with that.
And you won't even act like a proper lady.
She has nothing to say.
Hello.
Hello.
I think we should hang up on my father.
Mr. Beverly, are you?
Is the host there? Hello.
Mr. Barry.
Is he not giving you away then?
No, he's not.
He won't be giving you away.
My brother is giving me away.
Sir, you're not even allowed to give her away.
I know. Look, her mother and I have talked about this and talked about this, and I've tried to let her convince Beverly to let me in.
In the building?
And you're done.
All right, Beverly wanted me to hang up on Dad, so I had to do it.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad. Bye,
Bye Daddy.
Daddy.
go, Daddy.
All right. We're getting out of here. I don't know if there's a show next week or not. We'll have to wait for Shat to let me know what's happening. I do want to help you Aussies out. I do like it when you guys have the Monday off and you can hang out and listen live.
Don't let me, I'm sorry.
See what I could do.
You still got hoodies in the on sale?
I do. And in fact, we're out of the double XLs, but they should be in a week or so.
What did someone call that? The Midwest size?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Midwest size.
Yeah.
I do have larges and extra larges. I have the t-shirts in double XLs and 3XLs. I've got brown t-shirts on order. Bunch of stuff coming in February. And once I get all this stuff and the hats in, I'm doing glassware next. Everyone's been asking me for glassware. So we're going to do some, not glass pipes, McDowell. Although, I do think it would be pretty badass if there were BN Army glass pipes.
Can you say best-selling item?
Yeah,
hot bomb
might
on
be. There. You do know our Army well, Tasty.
Yes.
What do we got, Buff on the phone? Hey,
yeah.
Buff.
As long as you guys are pretending to be
Buff,
yeah.
What's happening? Dude, just
oh God, is he on a horse?
What, is he Canadian?
Yeah, who are we talking to? God, this is Buff, man. What's going on, Buff? Woohoo! Live from New Jersey. Oh. Hey, are you anywhere near Cricket Hill Brewery?
I am. I actually used to work there for a couple of weeks, man.
What's up with that dude?
He's kind of crazy, man.
He is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that kind of comes through there.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you guys talking to him tonight?
No, we played the clip that he has on YouTube where he's like screaming about Coors Light.
He's a crazy son of a bitch, man.
You should check that out.
Are you going for Drunk of the Week from New Jersey?
I would like to.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to take Bevo off her throne tonight, man.
Nah. Bevo on the throne is kind of a thing in itself, isn't it?
That's true. You want to try some words with us?
Sure, what?
We should have a face-off.
Can you say anti-constitutionalistically?
Anti-constitutionally?
All right.
Sexually?
Okay. Can you say transubstantiate?
Transubstantiate? Was that JP who just burped?
Yes, it was.
We can tell you.
That was actually Doc.
No, it was not Doc.
And can you say specificity?
No. It was, I'm sorry.
It's never Doc.
Can I say what?
Specificity.
No, I cannot, man.
He's giving you a run for your money, Bevo, but I'm telling you.
Give me another run.
Do we have any other words?
Bevo, man. I finally caught up to the archives.
Come on,
and
let's
I saw
go.
You dance on the pole. It was pretty sweet, man.
Honestly, like, if I lose, it's okay. Man. If he's more deserving, then he's more deserving.
No. Okay, can you say Bevo preliminary?
You can't
what?
Even say
Bevo
it.
Preliminary? No,
I added a letter to it just
you
to change
said
it up.
That's okay, man.
Preliminary. That's what you said.
All right, so you can say that. Now can you say preliminary?
Preliminary.
Proliferation.
Proliferation.
Can you say perforation?
Say Doc, give us a medical term.
Perforation?
Okay, so there's got to be some, like...
How about a beer term?
Hypothalamus.
There's got to be some, like, oral infection or something that's got a great...
Some beer thing.
Herpes,
what
I think is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Amelioblastoma.
There we go.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Bevo, try it.
Amelioblastoma.
Estevez.
Emilio.
Young Guns.
Blastoma? Blastoma.
Okay.
Shit.
All right, let's give it to the caller. Buff, can you say Emilio Blastoma?
You can't even say it.
Yeah. Emilio Blastomas.
No, I can't say it either.
No, what is it again, Doc?
Emilio Blastoma. I think Blastoma. I grew up next to an Emilio Blastomas. His dad owned a little Italian restaurant.
Because I was watching the Giants play the football game tonight. And I had it on TiVo, so I was like a half hour behind.
Don't say who won.
We got it on TiVo, too.
In case other people are listening.
But I was behind, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Oh, God. This sucks.
All right. I'm glad that Buff realized
honestly,
it at the same time the rest of us.
I want to
be like the dude who puked a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I still think they constantly...
All right, both of you are annoying me now.
Okay,
between
sorry.
The both of you.
Oh, great.
I told you if I annoying.
All right, Buff. Thanks, my brother.
Nice second, though.
I got to give it to.
Beer, man.
I got to give it to Bevo. She's still drunk of the week, my friend.
Hey, Buff, if you just keep drinking, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, keep drinking from now to next week, and you could easily win.
I have taken
I'm
pictures.
I'm going to call him again, and I'm sorry that I suck.
You didn't suck. It was a great call. Thanks, my brother.
Yeah, give it a good
awesome.
Second.
Later.
It's a good one, right?
Keep it up, man.
All right, cheers. Pushed.
Pushed.
Just kind of want to keep him on yelling in the back.
That's the background.
Yeah, just mine, man.
Yeah, sure.
My wife thinks I'm a fucking retard.
Yeah.
I like you.
It's mainly because of my helmet and my window licking, but still.
I like turtles.
No, but if she locked me in the room, so I just thought I would be quiet. Hey, Sean, you want to talk to the guys?
Now it's getting good.
Come on, seriously, you want to talk to her?
No.
She's just started winging beer bottles at him.
Yeah. You're not getting any tonight, dude.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't even care. I take it. Who cares?
It's like every other day, man.
Oh.
Oh.
What is that?
I'm a fucking tard.
All right, Buff. Cheers, my friend.
Hey,
later. Later, brother.
Hey, keep up with the BNI.
We will.
Tell Boob that his boobs are bigger than mine.
Okay.
You just did, pal.
Yes. Okay, everybody. That was, don't even know what just happened in the last hour.
Yeah, let's leave.
Should have ended a long time ago.
It's okay. It's entertaining.
What do you think? Yeah. Two-parter or a one-parter?
One-parter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely one-parter.
Didn't get crazy or anything. It just was kind of boring.
Honestly, like, the second half just goes downhill, and it's super boring, and it's just drunk.
It's boring and drunk.
What?
Yeah, your eyes.
Boring. Don't tell me to talk more. I have nothing to say because I really need to pee.
Just think of a waterfall.
Really, really need to pee.
And when? A tsunami.
Now?
No.
I'll chug another beer.
Have another beer.
Shh, no, don't make me talk. I mean, don't make me talk. I'm fine. JP, stop. Stop. You should play some fun music. The music that you don't play, quote unquote, don't play. You should play some of that and then we should end. I gotta pee. Like, really, gotta pee. End the show! Oh my god, I don't have anything to say and he's making me talk. How is everybody in the chat room? I'm not paying attention to you and I'm really sorry and I love you guys and you've been totally awesome to me and totally welcoming and I've really been ignoring you and I'm sorry. I hope you all have had a really good time tonight and if you have anything to say, you should start asking your questions now because Justin is ignoring me when I'm saying end the show and I'm sorry and I'm totally the drunk whore tonight. Say good night, everyone. We'll see you next week. Woohoo! Maybe. Bye!
Give me a wheat beer on a hot summer day. A barco to me when the skies are gray. I'll take a Belgian brew in a town. And the women, things, and lambic fine.